It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
All right, listen up, you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
You awake?
It's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
I am loving the sound of your voice.
Good morning, sunshine.
Crank up the radio.
You are here for an extra awesome and super special episode of Groundhog Day.
When you announced that you were coming onto this radio platform, I was very apprehensive because I followed you for years on Bucket Deck. You kind of were my heroes and stuff. But I just wanted to let you know that over the past couple weeks that I've been listening to you, your message is great on the show. It's not overdone. It's not, you know, there's tolerance, there's acceptance. But had it not been for Dex coming to this show, I would have never, you know, tuned in. So I think, you know, you're changing people and you're doing it in a good way, I think, and people are listening.
I'm reliving the same day over and over. Groundhog Day today.
All ready for the big show?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And action!
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, hey.
Hi, Dex.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're live right now.
Yeah, we are.
It's 6:08.
High today of 38 degrees.
Hey-o, it's cold.
Did I mention so it's going to snow today?
Oh,
yeah.
It was freezing this morning. Had frost on my car.
Nice.
I ran from my car to the building.
Oh.
Almost fell.
Yeah.
Did you really?
I did.
You got to quit running, man. You're not
I'm going to hurt myself.
You're not doing any favors to yourself.
Oh, man. So cold, though. So bum, man. My wife, you know that jacket I usually wear, the gray one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good jacket.
She washed it last night.
Uh-oh. Did it shrink?
Shrunk.
I'll take it. Just bring it back.
It is expensive, too.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you guys.
Because it was already short on me as it is, because I kind of have this, I have a weird body. I have a long torso.
Yeah, me too.
And these super, you know, small legs. It's weird. I don't know.
Small legs.
But the jacket already came up almost to my waist, but now it comes up to the middle of my chest.
See, Teo, you can't have that. That sounds like my jacket.
No, I can wear that.
What?
I can find a way.
You got them broad shoulders from CrossFit.
It'll look real good, man. Real fashionable.
That stinks, dude. I'm sorry.
I'll bring it in.
Stink.
Thanks, you can have it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I got a new jacket.
I don't know about that.
It's going to be awesome.
338-3700. You want to call into the show this morning. Today, it's New Music Tuesday, and it's also...
I'm reliving the same day over and over.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day today.
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest movies ever.
Dude.
Man.
We're going to play some Sonny and Cher all day in honor of Groundhog Day?
Yes. I got you, babe.
It's Groundhog Day!
Hey-o!
Yeah. Yeah.
Never seen that movie? Today's the day to watch it.
Oh, I thought you said I've never seen that movie, and I was like, what?
Really? You're going to say what to me?
Yeah.
You've never seen Lonesome Dove?
Dang. Who? Lonesome Dove.
Garth Brooks.
So how was your guys' day yesterday? Was
awesome.
It good?
I had a good day. I picked up Dawn and the baby from the aeropuerto.
Good. They're home?
They are. I worked out with my buddy Jameel.
Nice.
Which is fun. Shout out to Jameel. He hurt his shoulder. He'll be
fine.
Is he the drummer in your guys'
yes!
band?
Yes! Mm-hmm. It's our drummer.
What's your guys' band name? That's what my wife asked. What's their band name?
The Toadies. Band name. Yeah, I don't think it's taken.
Battle Drums. Lobo Campus. Yeah.
Battle Toadies.
Battle Toads. Let's be Battle Toads.
Yes.
We're Battle Toads.
We don't really have a band name. We're just a Knob Hill band. So
it's different when you're just a praise band in a church.
Yeah.
Just...
I guess normally it's different.
Yeah, we really don't have a band name. So we're going to have to talk to Battle Drums. We're an extension of Battle Drums. Battle Drums Extended.
Mm-hmm.
Battle Drums.
Battle Drums 2.0?
Extended Cut. Mm. Extended Edition. Lord of the Rings. I got nothing.
Blu-ray.
Guys, I bought a car yesterday.
Whoa. I know. Man. So excited for you.
I got to say, man. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that. We got a lot to talk about this morning on the show. It's New Music Tuesday, mm-hmm. but... let's get into this first track.
Yeah,
here.
We got to.
This is the latest from Citizen Way.
No, Way.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you more about it after we play it.
All right.
Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm. Go like us. Tell us what you think of all the new music we play this morning. We'll be back. It's the Morning Invasion. New music from Citizen Way.
That's how I feel when Steve-O's around.
You're safe. You're safe when you're with me, buddy.
I'm with you. You know how you have those friends? Yeah, or like you see in movies, there's always like the one person in the group of friends that dies first.
Okay.
That's why I feel so safe with Steve-O. It's like, oh, man.
I am nice. That guy in the horror movie.
I'm going to make
I'm
it
like
up.
The comedian.
No,
wait, I'm the comic relief. They got to keep me
yeah,
around.
Yeah, you're going to last until at least the third act.
Yeah, I feel like Teo keep... would be the guy that wins and saves the day.
I don't know about that. I do know that my friend Trey Hill, he was our original drummer in Waverly. He was the guy that, if we ever did anything, something horrible happened to Trey.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about this song, and then later, remind me to tell you how Trey lost everything one time when we went on tour.
Okay.
Like, one time, because it happened multiple times.
Ugh.
I'll give you a great example. So this is the latest single from Citizen Way. I had heard of the band before, but never really listened to them, and I heard this song, and I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty good. Kind of a One Republic vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little Matt Carney-ish feel. But they're back with their follow-up to the 2013 release, Love is the Evidence, which rendered multiple Christian radio favorites and the chart-topping hit, How Sweet the Sound. Their new Project 2.0 releases March 11th and is the byproduct of the growth and change the band has experienced since putting out their first record. Now, he says Psalm 34:18 says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Mm. This verse carried me and my family through the hardest season of our lives when we miscarried our son Jeremiah last year. In all my life, I've never felt such despair and heartache. We held him in our hands, a perfect recreation of God's handiwork, and we lifted him up to heaven. I heard the Holy Spirit say, it's okay. You can let go. I've got him. He's in better hands now.
Oh, my gosh.
This song... And there's more to the story. We can talk about it later, but this song is about that.
I'm so glad you saved that till after. I would have cried for like 3.5 minutes.
I know, but it's it's called When I'm With You. It's their latest single. Tell us what you think about it, facebook.com/star88fm.
That was like such a happy song, and now I'm just depressed.
That's the best way to do it, man.
Yeah, I've been reading, Levi Lusco's Through the Eyes of a Lion. Oh my goodness, the heck?
Have you gotten to chapter, is it 3 or 5?
I'm almost done with
the
book.
I bet it was 3.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Man. And,
knowing Steve-O, it was chapter 3.
I have a collection of books on my nightstand. I get about 3 to 5 chapters in, and I'm like, oh, man, but I really want to read this.
You know what you would be really good at, though? Because he can't really make it through a book, you would be really good at writing a synopsis.
That's true.
Because you would not be able to ruin the ending.
That's
but you
very
could give
true.
A solid like intro to a book. You should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a video too yesterday. It was actually from it was a news report from Montana, from Kalispell, and they interviewed Levi and his wife about the book and losing their daughter, and I was sitting there in my bed, because I woke up from my nap, and I just started crying.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't cry. Now.
Yeah.
It was, and the way that, you can see so much peace with them. And on the outside looking in, you go, that is, how do they do that? And then as a Christian, you go, well, it's all God.
Yeah.
God gave them that peace.
I think we're each given those, it talks about in Scripture, those measures of faith, and we don't think about, you know, with a measurement, that means, you know, more or less, it's not quote unquote equal. And I think God gives us those measures of faith in those times because right now, as a father, you know, we look at those situations and go, there is no way, bro.
Yeah.
There's, because I am not equipped in this moment to hand, but I think in those moments, that's why God does carry you through. And that's why there are songs like that last song that talks about those things because we don't see it now, but it's because we don't necessarily need that now, if you will, for lack of a better way of explaining it. But I truly believe that the Holy Spirit does, impress things upon you in those times because it's amazing to me when storms hit and bad things happen, how God can carry us through. Mm-hmm. I was feeling super convicted this morning, actually, because I was talking to Teo about this on the drive-in. You know, Chrissy has been wanting a car for some time, And I've been stressing, you know, we're Dave Ramsey people. We got to budget that. And we can't budget that. And talked to a buddy, you know, about it a week back and just felt really about everything. And there's no way I'll ever be able to buy her the car she wants because we just can't afford it. And so, but rather than just have peace about it and trust and know that God's, man, he's a great provider. Mm-hmm. He always takes care of us. He has never let me down, you know, ever, you know. What's amazing is this last week on Sunday, and I know Scripture talks about like, hey, not letting the right hand, you know what the left hand, da 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 da. But I wanted to share this because this last Sunday, I had been really praying about it and thought, man, I really need to start giving to my storehouse, to my to Knob Hill. You know, I've been there since November, but we've been, you know, kind of making the move, and I finally this last week was like, man, this is like the car payment, and I just prayed and trusted in God and said, God, you can do better with this than I can, and gave it over this last Sunday. And yesterday, God poured out this incredible blessing of a 2015 minivan that I just...
It's Steve was telling me about it. I'm just going, what?
I own a spaceship now, guys.
How is that possible?
It's not. I own a spaceship. And so, first, I wanted... non-commercial, so I don't want to, no qualitative statements here, but I just want to say a ginormous thank you to a very, very dear friend. His name is Paul DiLorenzo. And that guy, my wife and I, it's funny, we bought a car from Paul when Jack was born. We bought our first like married car together when Jack was born. We bought our Jeep from Paul when Luke was born because we needed, you know, more. Yeah. And now we have the three boys. And it's like, so it was so fitting how God orchestrated everything. And once again, we found ourselves at Quality with my boy Paul DiLorenzo for the third time. And it's just amazing to see how God can use people because, you know, buying a car, buying a house, buying stuff like that, it can be so icky and weird. And so I just... It's amazing how God can orchestrate things and move
so
and
cool.
do rad
it
things.
It is cool. And they reflect that in the song that we just heard. He says, oh gosh, where'd he go? It disappeared on me. He says, we want to encourage you with God's word because we know, my wife, two daughters, and I know what it's like to be in the depths of despair. But we also know what it's like when Jesus meets you right there in that place. And he says, this song says, anytime, anywhere, any heartache, I'm never too much for you to take. There's only love, only grace when I'm with you. That's what the whole song's about.
Yeah.
So maybe you're going through a rough time out there, and you're like, I didn't really like that song, but I like the message.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to our Facebook and tell us exactly what you think.
Dude, facebook.com/star88FM. We do this every Tuesday, premiering brand new songs for you to listen to. Also, side note, shout out to my boy Andrew, because Andrew was the man yesterday.
What's up, Andrew?
Andrew!
What's up?
I see you, dog!
I see everything.
Really, really good. Really, really good dude.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is 6:23.
Whoa! High today of 38 degrees.
Nice. Snow today?
Gosh. Yeah.
Gonna snow all week?
Actually, it's a funny thing.
Isn't it supposed to warm up?
It is Groundhog Day.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
That stupid little hobbit thingy saw his... No, he didn't see a shadow.
No, he did not see. Boxatony Phil did not see his shadow. It already happened this morning.
Looking at the 10-day forecast today, it's a chance of snow, but then it looks like it's actually warming up.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, early into next week, it's going to hit 60s again, guys.
Listen to this, guys. Next Thursday night, House of Heroes at the Lobo Theater, you'll be enjoying a balmy 66 degree high.
Isn't that crazy?
As long as things, you know, stick to this little forecast.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Is that Ron Keddie's?
We'll see what happens.
No, this is the Weather Channel. Okay. This is trustworthy.
That's accurate.
It's not Ron Keddie.
Yeah.
It's Weather Channel.
Yeah.
He's not Ron Keddie, okay?
Yeah,
gosh, I can't wait to get that guy in studio someday.
All right, we got a big show planned for you guys. More new music tracks coming up. Whiskey Tango Florida.
Oh, all day, air day.
Yeah, that's true. Florida's crazy.
Wait till you find out what this school named their weight room.
Oh, no.
Teo is going to have some fun with this one.
Okay. I love having fun. That's true.
And I was watching Inside Edition with Landon yesterday.
Of course you were.
And I was pretty upset while I was watching Inside Edition.
Why?
A woman pulls over a cop for speeding. Is she a hero or a jerk?
Oh, I saw this story yesterday.
I was upset.
It was pretty interesting.
More good news coming up this morning. We got to take a break, guys.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a few. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The road to the White House passes through Iowa.
The nominations are in for the Academy of Country Music Awards.
Brett the Hitman Hart diagnosed with prostate cancer.
The truck driver accused of crashing into a limo van carrying comedian Tracy Morgan pleads not guilty.
Wintry weather warnings stretch from Upper Michigan to Southern California.
United Airlines says it will let families with young children ages 2 and under board early.
Chicago, January was the bloodiest start to a year there in the last 16 years.
E. coli outbreaks linked to Chipotle restaurants appear to be over.
Teenage girls can lower their risk of breast cancer later in life by eating more fruits and vegetables and other high-fiber foods.
The World Health Organization holds an emergency meeting in Geneva on the Zika virus.
The government says Americans put 5.5% of disposable income into savings. That's the highest rate in 3 years.
Gas is down. AAA's national average for regular 20 cents less than we were paying a month ago.
New Music Tuesday. Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Tuesday, 6:32.
High today of 36 degrees.
Nice.
It's dipping, yo. It said on Weather Channel it's 40.
What? Those liars. Probably. Oh, it says 41 now. What is happening? It can't change like this. Is why you can't trust,
you know what,
the weather.
It's almost like... it's almost like our atmosphere is slightly unpredictable and volatile. Like there's different kinds of gases interacting at any given time, and it could just change.
What?
Isn't that
Mook
weird?
Who told you that?
Steve Stucker.
It's my dad.
Good morning.
Hi, today of 38.
If you go to Steve Stucker's Facebook page, Steve-O.
Yeah.
He posted something about the weather and what's happening right now. It's very interesting. You should read up on that.
I mean, maybe if I try.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Oh, we have a podcast, everyone. If you only get just a little bit of the show every morning.
Just a little bit.
We know some of you just cruise into work, takes 5-10 minutes, only get a little bit of that show. You guys can download the podcast at iTunes.
It.
It's available right around noonish, one-ish every day.
Noonish.
Go subscribe and go listen to us. Go get the whole show. I know some of you missed out on our debut of Nana Joe and my wife, Leslie.
Mm.
They were on the show.
Nana Joe!
And not because we planned it. It was, it was because my son forgot his backpack.
Good job, Landon.
And my mother-in-law, Nana Joe, had to come down to Calvary and pick it up. And, she got a little bit lost. And Steve-O did come to her rescue, but
really
there was
did.
A fail in there.
There was
some fail.
Yeah.
It was great, though. Coming up after 7, we're going to play some of that for you.
Yeah!
For all you people that don't podcast and get the whole show that missed it. It was really good.
Welcome to the 90s.
Really, really good. We have more new music to play for you here in a second. When do we play that? At the 40?
We're going
to
play it at the 40.
Okay, at the
so 40. We got some times.
Before we get into some more headlines, I want to play some audio for you guys. I didn't get to play this yesterday.
Yes.
But there is a man... who got shot in the chest.
What is his end game?
He got shot in the chest and then walked over casually and got interviewed by the news.
What?
It's really weird.
What is his end game?
His name's Devin. Looks like he's in his 20s. Someone shot through his back window and he got hit in the chest. He even, in the news clip... he pulls up his shirt, and yeah, he got shot.
Oh, my gosh.
Team now breaking in the overnight hours. Reports of shots fired here on Quincy's north side. Our own Raina Harvey is now in the 800 block of Chestnut with the very latest. Raina, what's new?
Well, breaking this morning, Chad, this is unbelievable. I just knocked on the door of the resident's home and just spoke to the victim who was shot. He's actually walking up right now as we speak. Sir, can you please tell us what happened?
You know I'm in the room, chilling, kicking like I usually do. Thrice shot right through my back window, hit me in the chest. Get my son out the room. You know, I wasn't even tripping over it. It's like a little petty wound, you know? I ain't even tripping, though.
Absolutely. So you did show me on your chest where you were shot. Are we able to see that right now? Or?
Yeah, y'all can see that.
Okay, so what do we know what happened? Do you know who do you know why they would have done this?
I don't know what's going on, man. I just probably just want me dead, like, on some other stuff. I don't know.
All right, well, I'm here. And what's your name?
Devon.
Here right now in Quincy, reporting live back to you guys.
All right, Raina Harvey reporting live. Incredible there that happened. She will be on scene with us throughout the show.
It really is incredible.
I am so confused.
The guy got shot in the... I mean, he got shot in the chest, and he just casually walks
there
up
goes and gets my an interview. Hero.
I love that he said, I ain't even tripping over this petty wound. He called it a petty wound.
That was a...
Man,
that was out of Colorado, right?
Oh, right, yeah, right. That's
or
why.
Washington State.
No, it was
Oregon.
It was Quincy, Illinois.
Good.
Wow,
gosh.
Dude.
I didn't know they legalized it. That's interesting.
What was his name? Devon.
Devon Hawkins.
Gosh.
Yep.
Devon.
Yep. He smoked a cigarette the whole time during the interview too.
Are you?
Oh yeah. Well, he got shot in the chest. There was smoke coming out of the hole and everything.
Stop.
Was it really, Dex?
No!
That would have been crazy. Just casual.
I ain't even tripping on this petty wound.
What? So, just petty wound casual.
I'm, you know? Yeah, dude, I'm it's keeping new, that phrase for life.
It's a new standard. Like, it's a new state of living. Just petty wound casual. Hashtag petty wound cash.
Now, here's the bad news for my children. Mm-hmm. If they ever get injured for the rest of their lives and it's less than a bullet to the chest, I'm going to be like, get up!
Petty wound cash.
Petty wound, bro!
Yeah.
Petty wound! Devin says that's a petty wound!
Man.
Amazing.
You can't post that video, of course, on the Facebook page because I had to do some editing.
Yeah, I thought I heard I thought I heard a swift edit in there.
Uh-huh. But this video, find this one a little bit, Tao. This viral video is really cool. These guys posted a video where they cram into the same set of oversized clothing so they can sneak into a movie and only pay for one ticket.
Now, oh,
it was kind of
you better believe I'm gonna post this.
It's really cool because they're in the backyard trying to figure out how to work it out. So his friend pretty much jumps on him and straddles him and wraps his legs around his waist, and then they get this big shirt and they end up making it to where he looks like just a really big fat guy.
Oh my gosh, the name of this video is Bo and Matthew Sneak into a Movie Theater.
Matthew, we're doing this.
And of course,
this is a big
we're saving
year for
like
movies.
15
yeah,
bucks.
We've got to do
all
this.
Right?
And then
bucks
the two
every
of us,
time.
We'll just look like a normal fat guy mixed together. It'll be fine.
And in the video, I do believe they ended up at the end paying for
the second
ticket.
Good,
so we're not trying to
good
promote
guys.
That they should.
No, for clarity's sake, you should not exactly. sneak into
so glad
movies.
You just
okay.
clarified that for everybody who's horrified yes. that we are into thievery.
We're not.
But it's a really cool video. It was kind of an experiment to see if they could actually do it. And,
right.
and they pulled it off, and it's amazing. At one point, he's walking up to the counter, and he's like, hey, man, I gotta sit down for a second. Because he's carrying his friend.
So he's literally carrying
yeah,
him?
Yeah, his friend has his leg strapped around him.
Yeah, but you know at the movies they're used to that. Like, they walk in, and they go, hey, I just gotta sit down. And you know the guy behind the counter is like, you want a Diet Coke?
Extra large
no,
yeah. diet.
Diet yeah. Coke?
Coke Zero okay. for me.
Or no, he goes up and he's like, I need a large popcorn. And give me the number 6 combo. It's extra large popcorn, extra large Coke.
Oh,
and a two hot dog. And then he sits down and then the guy behind the counter goes, hey, we need a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Make it a diet. Don't and go easy on the butter.
So go to our Facebook page, Star88FM. We'll post that video for you. It's worth the watch. It's
amazing.
All right, it's New Music Tuesday. Mm. While you're there at the Facebook page checking out the video, go and vote on all of our new music this morning.
Oh yeah.
What's our next,
this
next
is,
band?
Okay, this song is interesting to me. Years ago, we toured with a band called Ilya. It was
fond memories of that tour.
I think it was four or five, but an all-girl band. So you remember the band Kitty? The heavy, like, all-girl band? So Ilya was kind of the Christian version of that.
Totally.
A little more...
screamy?
Yeah, a little more, like, hardcore.
Yeah.
Not so much, like, modern rock.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Are we going to play some metal this morning?
Rock some Mortal Kombat in the green room.
So years ago, we toured with this band, and they were great gals. Since then... our sound guy at the time, Jay Bird, he ended up getting together with Lindsay,
who was the
primary guitar player in Ilya.
They ended up
getting married. They just had their second kid.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing great. He's going to seminary in Dallas right now. So
amazing.
Hopefully I'll get to see him in a couple of weeks.
That's
I just
awesome.
Thought about that. That was great. That was a great, exciting thing I just thought about. But anyway, the lineup has changed. Interestingly enough, when I worked at Forever 21 in Nashville, I met this dude named JP. Who had just moved from, like, Arkansas or something. Or maybe it was Florida. Just moved to Nashville. Got a job.
Yeah.
We got to be good buddies. He and his wife at the time were going through, like, a divorce and everything. So he was just kind of reaching out for new friends. And we kind of got him connected to different bands in the Christian music scene. And then he ended up moving to California. And I was like, well, see you later, JP. Flash forward a couple of years, he joins Ilya as their guitar player and then falls in love with the drummer, Jess, who is still in the band.
Okay.
The only original member of Ilya, and now they are married. And there's like a whole crazy lineup change for Ilya. So they sound a lot different.
Wow.
So much so that we can actually play them on Star. This is the brand new song called Loving Lead. They're recording a new album that just got crowdfunded. They're recording right now. I bet this song will be on it. But tell us what you think at our Facebook. You finally spoke the word to keep me
safe and strong. That's new music from Ilya.
Mm.
On New Music Tuesday at Star 88.
Steve-O, I think that's the best Ilya song I've ever heard.
Dude, that's a completely different sound.
It is. Seriously, they used to sound like Kitty. And they were like,
yeah.
Now, the funny thing is, the singer can scream, and she does when they play some of their older stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
They still kind of throw that into the mix, and I bet there'll be some on their newer record. But, yeah, that sounded...
Yeah.
They were like Flyleaf's first record.
Totally. Totally. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. Mm-hmm. So if you're into Flyleaf, but you're kind of like looking for something new, maybe Ilya is the band that is just for you. I rhymed.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Go like us. Tell us what you think of all the new music we play this morning. Good morning. 6:46.
High today of 38 degrees.
Brilliant.
Chance of snow. Chance of snow.
You're listening out there. Going through some tough times in your life, need some advice, hit us up. Email us, studio@star88.fm. You can send us a message on Facebook if you like. Maybe you want to just, you know, get something off your chest. You want to share something really cool that God's doing in your life. We love hearing stories like that.
Yes.
Hit us up. Tell us all about it.
Send us your letters.
Or you can call us, 338-3700. Tao, you ready for some more news?
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm ready for it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
News.
Thanks, Steve-O.
Just getting my words in.
I think I'd like to kick it off with this seal singing,
if
you don't mind.
Mm.
And now...
Oh, not seal.
No. Oh. A seal, a common undomesticated seal, sings with the Super Bowl Babies Choir for the NFL.
No, it really is seal.
But it's sealed! I'm gonna stand up for this one. Ever since we were in
diapers, we washed every day. I'm disappointed. I thought this was a seal. I thought it was like a legit seal. What's happening?
I got really happy because I thought it was Seal, and then you guys were like, no, it's a Seal, and I'm like, even cooler! But it's Seal with a bunch of kids.
And they changed all the lyrics.
This isn't
Batman Forever.
It's for the Super Bowl.
Boo!
You mean sports holiday?
Boo.
Yeah!
Dawn got home yesterday, and she said, Matt, do you know what this weekend is? And I said, what? And she said, it's sports holiday.
It is! We're so excited.
We have to get our sports
party at the Jeters, but she's only like, if you're in this room.
She's planning Johnny's sports holiday clothing. Ooh. His attire.
I love this.
Is he going to be wearing Broncos gear?
Love everything
gear?
About this.
Panthers gear?
I'm gotta a big wear fan orange. Of sharks in the gotta animal wear kingdom. Orange. So I think we're going to get that shark stuff. What are they? Is that baseball?
Nope, that would be hockey.
Or raptors.
There are the San Jose.
Raptors is football.
Nope, that is basketball.
But they're still around?
Yeah. The raptors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Got another clip. Little boy crying over WWE star Paige.
What?
Getting engaged.
Oh, only anybody now. What about Evelyn? No.
Are you sad that Paige is going to marry someone else?
I still see her.
You got over that pretty quick, you know?
Yeah. Whoa.
Over that pretty quick.
That was a 180 right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. He was crying and then...
Hello. Ooh. I still see her.
Man, I wish my kids talked like that.
Isn't she dating the guitar player from A Day to Remember?
Well, I don't know.
It sounds like she's engaged to him now.
Am I the only one that knows things about really random WWE superstars?
Gonna go ahead and say yeah.
Superstars. It's a loose... Using that very
just
loosely.
Just gonna go ahead and say that you're the one. You're the chosen one for that info.
No idea.
Other wrestling news, Steve-O, you probably know this, legendary pro wrestler Bret the Hitman Hart is battling prostate cancer.
I didn't know that.
He's 58.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 58 is old for a wrestler.
That is true. Now, I got a buddy over here named Steve-O that's pretty stoked about this. The Smashing Pumpkins are set to tour this spring.
What?
Are they going to hit up Albuquerque? No.
What?
Of course not.
Ah!
Why would they hit up
no
Albuquerque?
No one ever comes to Albuquerque.
Well, it's because no one from Albuquerque goes to any shows.
That's also true.
Guys, I'm going to tell you the importance of something we like to call a pre-sale.
Mm.
If you would like more bands to come to this town, buy your tickets early.
Yeah.
Because they plan support. Tours based on pre-sales.
It's called support. We have been a part of many a thing that have been totally canceled due to lack of support. So.
Because a lot of... I mean, you think of like Kings of Leon. Our buddy Ethan plays in Kings
Absolutely.
Of Leon. It was packed.
Yep.
Did it sell like previously? Did it sell out? No. It
Never
sold
does.
Day of.
Yeah.
So a lot of bands consider Albuquerque a gamble.
Yep.
And the reason that is because nobody shows up to buy a ticket until day of. If you want more bands to come to Albuquerque, buy your tickets early.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Support people you love.
We've been dealing with that same thing for years in the city.
It would be easily fixed. This place is perfect for touring. It's right
really
in between
is.
Vegas and Denver or...
You got Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix
You got
is
Dallas
right there.
This way.
Bands are always driving right through Albuquerque.
It's true. When I said Vegas, I meant Phoenix. But yeah, this is like a prime spot. It's right on 40.
Vegas is only 7 hours away, too. So, there's so many different routes that they can take. So, the routing would be easy for tours through Albuquerque.
Yep.
I remember one time working at, when I was up at Apple at Uptown, Maroon 5 spent the day at Uptown hanging out. Why? Because they didn't play Albuquerque because Albuquerque sucks as far as, but they were still here just hanging out.
You see that all the time with bands that they'll cruise and buy and do the Breaking Bad tour and they'll take a picture of themselves. By Walter White's house, and then you're like, wait, why are they in town? Because they're just passing through.
If you guys want more bands to come to Albuquerque, all you got to do is buy more pre-sale tickets. Mm. Seriously, because then they'll go, man, last time we were in Albuquerque, we pre-sold like 600 tickets.
Yeah.
So they'll say, well, make sure you book an Albuquerque date on the next tour.
So tough, dude.
So
I remember
easy.
Talking to the manager down at the Santa Ana Star Center. They had, what was the metal band? It was Avenged Sevenfold, right? And they were freaking out because pre-sale was terrible. And of course, day of, it was jam-packed because we're Land of Mañana.
But that's a gamble that they can't take.
They can't take
when they're planning out.
Hey, speaking of bands, guitarist Kevin Scaff, he is the guitar player for A Day to Remember. He got engaged to Paige from the WWE, in case you guys didn't.
You did know that. I'm
know
proud
that.
Of you, sir.
Yeah.
In local news.
Too much dumb things.
An Albuquerque teen got the interview of a lifetime.
What?
With an NFL star.
I saw this.
I guess
his name's Austin.
A local teen stole the spotlight on national television on Monday night as he made a dream come true. The cancer survivor interviewed Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning live on the NFL Network.
Austin is here at Media Day living a dream.
He handled it like a pro.
Hey, Peyton, I got a question for you. So, you know, this is your fourth Super Bowl appearance, and obviously it's Super Bowl 50. It's a big time for you. How special is this Super Bowl?
Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning kept the spotlight on Denton.
Well, it's special because you're here. And maybe aside from Dion, possibly the best dressed man in this room.
But Denton didn't let that distract him from his job of asking the tough questions.
Everyone's been asking, are you going to retire after this? Do you have any idea?
I tell you, you're sharp. You're sharp. You're well dressed and you're smart and you're sharp.
That's so cool.
Yeah, dude. Austin Denton.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Yes. ABQ team.
Yeah.
He goes to La Cueva, I believe.
I believe he's going to be getting a job over at KRQ, KQR, whatever.
Most people get like so nervous around celebrities, they're just like, hey, remember that one time when you were in that movie? Oh!
Yeah.
He did a great job interviewing
they
Peyton
go,
Manning.
Do you remember when you were in the Super Bowl?
You sound like Nick Cage.
Let me ask you a question.
Wow, you do.
Are you ready to steal the Declaration of Independence? Did you know that I was supposed to be in a Superman film? It fell apart.
That is a fantastic Nick Cage.
It
good
is.
Job. Nick Cage.
Thanks.
Nick Cage should totally call the show sometime.
Well, maybe he will.
I feel like that's actually a possibility because his career is kind of...
Speaking of the Denver Broncos, the Denver Broncos team buses were in a minor accident while coming back from practice yesterday when one of them clipped a cop on a motorcycle. The cop was actually part of the team's escort back to the hotel.
Oh, man.
DeMarcus Ware tweeted a photo of the aftermath and captioned it, quote, "To keep the day interesting, we had a small wreck." Looks like everyone's okay, though. The team confirmed that no one was seriously injured.
Can you imagine if there was serious injuries?
Man.
What would that do for Super Bowl?
Maybe you just don't want to be part of their escort.
Forget the Super Bowl. There's a human being that got clipped by a bus. What would that do for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, no. Would it delay sports holiday?
Oh, man.
The country would be in
jerk.
An uproar.
Thanks for calling me out, because that was...
What, could you imagine a human being murdered? No, not that. The Super Bowl.
Never.
Because you care so much about sports.
Mm.
You care so greatly.
You know what I care about?
The commercials?
Yeah.
Me too.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, we'll be watching the commercials together.
Oh, you guys don't know? In my house, you know, because you never know, like, how... People are dressed differently.
You need to think about what you're about to say.
You know, we always mute and turn off the TV during the commercials.
And pray.
We only play the Super Bowl. Yeah.
We always mute the TV and just pray.
I'm not going to lie. I've been invited to a few Super Bowl parties in the past where it's like, guys, we're going to, and I, forgive me, I'm going to be very honest right now, but there are a lot of like, hey, man, we're going to get together, we're going to fellowship, we're just going to hang out, it's going to be great. Hey, we definitely turn the TV off during the commercials.
Really?
Because you never know. Yeah! And I'm like, oh, cool. Not going. Sorry, bro.
Mm.
I actually care about that Doritos commercial or that new movie trailer.
Wait, why would they not watch the commercials?
Well, you know, when you're talking with, it's a tricky situation. Imagine being a church who's like, hey, we want to have a cool men's group thing with the Super Bowl. Oh, wait, here comes another beer commercial with girls wearing next to nothing. Bam, bam, bam! Yeah. So I know a lot of places that actually turn off the commercials, but that in turn turns off a lot of people who want to see said brand new Transformers trailer or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to hold my tongue on that one.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Hold your tongue.
Guys, I promise commercials in full HD, guys. All the commercials.
Appreciate that.
All of them!
Appreciate that.
Every second of it! Although at halftime, we are going to change it over to the Turkey Bowl. It's on the HGTV channel.
Who are you?
Where they take a couple of pre-basted turkeys. No, dude. Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars. Couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happier.
Can't believe you support those shenanigans.
I mean, only if DC Talk reunited for the Super Bowl would I be happier. That's what I meant to say.
That's good.
That's a lie.
Well, coming up, Whiskey Tango, Florida.
Whoa, dude, I got a Whiskey Tango, Florida story.
Mm-hmm. Also, we'll talk about this woman who pulled over a police officer for speeding. So upset about this.
Also, flat earthers that love Star Wars face an interesting conundrum.
Oh, no!
That's right.
All right, it is the Super Bowl this weekend, so here's the road to the Super Bowl.
We now take you to the road to the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. This has been The Road to the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Music Tuesday.
It is 7:04.
High today of 38 degrees.
Chance of snow.
Guys, drive safe out there. It was icy this morning when I was leaving the house.
Yeah.
Saw a little ice.
Mm-hmm. Nice baby.
Ooh. Coming up here in just a little bit, just a few minutes. My mother-in-law, Nana Jo, gets lost at Calvary.
Oh, man.
It happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah, man. That's awesome.
Little did she know Enrique Iglesias worked here.
I can be your hero, baby.
Yeah, it was around 8:30 when it all took place yesterday on the show. And it was like, I took 30 minutes of our show and cut it down to 10 minutes because it was fail after fail of trying to get a hold of my mother-in-law to see where she was at because she was lost. Finally got the wife on the phone. She's all worried about it.
Spoiler alert!
I know, I'm kind of giving too much away. But
listen, you can call it fail after fail after fail. It's all about perspective. I call it brilliant radio.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Turned out to be pretty funny. So we got that coming up for you guys here in just a little bit for all you people that don't podcast and missed it yesterday.
That's right. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, let's do our Whiskey Tango Florida because we got a few minutes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what? Maybe we should hold on to that because you had a little topic for that, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I hold on to that. Are we going to do Super Blow today?
Super Blow. Well, I was thinking because Buck's coming in this week.
Oh, is he?
Maybe we should wait for him
but
to come in.
But is he?
You don't do the fun stuff with that guy.
But is he?
I don't know. I don't have a cell phone, so I can't find out if he actually
he
is.
Shout out to Buck who decided that he could make a lucrative amount of money doing real estate instead and then spammed all his friends through email. I got his Groundhog Day email today.
You guys.
He did. I got the Groundhog Day email today.
He duped
just
her.
You know, it is.
Was there a picture of
a groundhog?
Punxsutawney Phil.
There was. There was a picture.
It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it is Groundhog Day.
You know what? Let's find out if Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow or not.
Mm? We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand. It'll be alright.
All right. Today's Groundhog Day.
That is awesome.
All hail Groundhog Supremacy.
There's reason to smile this Groundhog Day.
Amid much pomp and circumstance in Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil made his annual Groundhog Day weather prediction.
Yay!
Here you go. He saw his shadow. Yeah, that's right. He saw his shadow.
That means early spring.
The forecaster did not.
No, he did not see a shadow.
Wait.
Did he see a shadow?
He did not see
a
shadow.
No, he did not see a shadow,
that's
which means
said.
Early
Fail.
Spring. Yeah, that's what he said.
That's
just listen.
Said.
You said he saw a shadow.
Hey, God
that's
gave you two ears and one mouth. Which
he
one are you supposed to use more?
He didn't see his shadow.
That's what I said.
Ears.
No, he... Okay. My head hurts.
Do you guys remember? Oh, I wish I would have got the audio of this. Was it last year the Punxsutawney Phil turned around and bit the mayor?
I do remember this.
Gosh. Do you remember that?
I remember this.
Oh, it was amazing.
I don't remember that.
He was sitting there all being serious, and the Punxsutawney Phil just turned around and bit him.
So this morning, spring is coming early. America's most iconic weather forecaster, the Pennsylvania Groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, quote, told this to the president of the Groundhog Club after not seeing a shadow at Gobbler's Knob in the town northeast of Pittsburgh. Legend dictates that if Phil does not see his shadow on Groundhog Day, there will be early spring-like weather. Steve-O, what are you giggling at? I was just wondering. Punxsutawney Phil announced his prediction in front of 1,000 people. Actually,
he's
a crowd of
deal.
Thousands. Yeah, he's a big deal.
You know what? So far, my expectations of coming here have just... It's been blown away. We got the billboard, which is really cool.
Plural. I've seen them both.
For years, Buck and I talked about getting a billboard, and we only had one billboard, and it was up for like a week, and they took it down.
Dude, for years, Teo and I were talking about getting a billboard.
But
just years.
But also for years, Buck and I were always talking about going out to Groundhog Day to Gobbler's Knob and being a part of it. And they always turned us down. And my dream next year for us three is that we would get to go to Gobbler's Knob.
Well, hang on. Let me look at my shadow. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to go to Gobbler's Knob and broadcast live? Because I think it'd be the greatest thing ever.
I'd love it. Why don't you call somebody on your cell phone and we'll see if we can hook that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Wish I could, Tim.
So it's New Music Tuesday. Wish we got a brand new song from Zach Bolin. Ooh. He's the singer of Citizens and Saints.
Yes!
But he just put out a solo project, and it's available for free at noisetrade.com. It's
love
a little EP.
Dude.
This is the first single. It's called Give It Time. That's all you got to do, bro.
Hang on.
Just give it
Thanks,
time.
Dan.
Give it time.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Tell us what you think of Zach Bolin on this New Music Tuesday. Zach Bolin.
Yes.
Give It Time. New Music Tuesday.
It'll grow on you.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Go there. Tell us what you think about it. What are they saying about
Shout old out Zach? To my boy Nick. He says, good morning. Bury this song in the deepest hipster graveyard.
Wait. Our boy Nick?
Yep.
Nick! Oh, Nick. No. Oh, babe. Oh, babe.
Called Nick, babe.
I did. No, dude. It's a good jam.
Okay. Naomi, our girl Naomi, she says, me gusta. JJ says, that song is awesome. Has a nice Eagles vibe. We all said Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, see, and totally. you know who, like, towards the end I started thinking, you know what this actually sounds like that's modern?
What?
The new Mumford record.
Because
the new Mumford record was, you know, kind of that electronic, but our electric guitar, I should say, not electronic, but electric guitars, and but kind of twangy, and I definitely get Eagles from that as well.
I'm kind of with Thebes. Thebes says I can moderately stand Citizens, but I actually like Citizens. But I'm guessing this will be the same. Not sure what it's about, because at first listen, this is good. Just wouldn't be my everyday album. I'm kind of with him on that. It's not a song you want to hear all the time.
Go to our Facebook page.
3-song EP. Free.
Let us know what you think about it. We'll play some more new music coming up this hour. It is 7:15.
High today of 38 degrees.
So yesterday on the show, it was around 8:30. I get a text from my wife saying that Caleb forgot his backpack in the car.
Gosh.
So us having only one vehicle and me driving to work every morning, my wife had her mom come and get the backpack. My mother-in-law gets lost a lot, so that's what we were worried about. This is a big campus. And my first thought is, there's no way she's going to find us. Somebody came to our rescue.
Thank you.
Somebody did.
Thank
but
you.
It took us a while to get to that point.
I mean.
It was.
I can only do so much. I'm only human.
Man, I wasn't tripping over that petty wound.
So if you missed all the drama that happened with my mother-in-law, Nana Jo, and my wife, Leslie, here it is. We got a situation.
Oh, no.
The situation is that my son, Caleb, forgot his backpack in the car this morning.
Good.
Way to go, Caleb.
Way to go, Caleb.
But at least you're not being lame and calling him out on the radio, am I right?
Yes. Only Steve-O does that.
You know, my family and I only have one car, so my mother-in-law, Nana Jo, has to come on down to Calvary of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
To pick up the backpack. Now, here's the problem.
Yeah.
My poor mother-in-law, God bless her heart, she gets lost pretty easy.
Ooh.
She does.
Okay.
And I'm betting she's going to have a hard time finding the parking lot, let alone her getting to the front desk to get the backpack. So I need one of you to step up.
I can do it.
I can do this. And let me tell you why I can do this.
I think Teo should probably take the lead on this.
Can you cue up? Can you cue this up so I can tell you why I can? I got you, bro. You know why? You got the touch. Because I got this as my theme song. You got the power. That's right.
Let's call Nana Jo. See where she's at.
Yeah. I might need you, Wingman.
How come I don't get cool?
Quiet.
Theme song. Okay.
This song comes from the 1986 version of Transformers the Movie, the original.
Dial the phone?
Do you remember my extension? I tried that. It didn't work.
We're sorry. You must first dial.
Gosh, you guys are terrible at the phone. You do not have the touch. You do not have the touch.
Guys, I'm under a lot of pressure here.
What is your video game fighting or something?
5 minutes later.
Anything else?
The number you have reached.
Stop it.
Hey, Leslie, I know you're listening. Please send him the right phone number. That's the wrong phone number.
No.
Again, we're going to...
Queuing it up, Dex.
Nope, not working.
Here we go.
We're going to help out. We're going to help out my mother-in-law.
You got the touch!
Okay. My mother-in-law, Nana Jo, she needs my son's backpack, and we need to check on her to make sure she's not lost. Because Calvert campus is...
Yeah! It's busy! Could she be calling line one?
Maybe. Let's try it.
Good morning.
Hello? Hello. How's it going,
Nana Jo?
This is not Nana Jo.
Man, your Nana Jo sounds different. I wasn't expecting.
10 minutes later, they finally got Dex's wife on the phone.
Hello?
Babe?
Yes?
She's not picking up. Every time we call, it just goes to voicemail.
Leslie, she's not answering. Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's some operator error going on here.
And it's your husband.
Have you been listening? Every
it's the man
to
you
voicemail.
Chose as your husband for life.
It goes straight to
Maybe
voicemail.
She's screening her calls. I don't, do you want me to have her? I don't know where she's at. I just talked to her.
Is she lost?
I don't know. Well, she was in Mexico, but she might be now.
Is she on Calvary's campus?
I don't know. She's on the freeway still.
She's probably on the west side somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she knows where Calvary is.
Oh,
she doesn't
man.
Know where you are.
She gets...
Well, hey, by the way, Leslie, welcome to Star 88.
Yay!
Hey, thanks, guys.
This is my wife!
This is my
wife!
Yeah, I know. I've known her longer than you. We went to high school together, remember?
I don't know you from Adam, but cool.
Yeah.
So my wife, cool. She got strep throat recently. She was out for... almost 2 weeks.
I was wondering.
And she lost her voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, but God's bringing her back. God's
bringing her back.
You hang in there, babe.
No, keep it like this. It sounds really raspy and cool.
I'm trying to be a hero this morning for you, and I'm trying to make this happen.
Don't give up the hope, bro.
Your wife just told you not to give up.
She's all alone, and you can't give up.
This is wonderful.
We'll make sure she gets that backpack. We can promise you that.
My name
is. I believe in you.
Right,
I know you can do this. All right. Thanks.
Love
you. I love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Oh, no.
5 minutes later, they finally get Nana Jo on the phone.
Wait, somebody's calling line two. What if it's Nana Jo on line two?
Good morning.
Hi.
Nana Jo.
Yes.
Hi.
We did it.
I'm here in the parking lot.
You made it to the parking
Which
lot.
Which parking lot? There's
I made
four.
It to the parking lot.
Good job, Nana Jo.
I'm parked behind your Tahoe.
Oh, great. There. Now everybody knows to drive a Tahoe. Good job, Nana Jo.
Okay.
Oh.
Nana Jo.
I'm sorry. I spilled the beans, but it was so much fun.
That's okay, Nana Jo. It's okay.
Nana Jo, you see that crappy red Subaru? That's Steve-O's car.
Yeah, I see the little terrible car? That's mine.
If you want to throw eggs at it, it's fine.
That's my car. Just laugh.
Okay, Nana Jo, I need you to listen up, okay? This is what needs to happen, all right?
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
You guys?
Shh. Okay.
Okay, you're going to shut your car off, okay?
Okay.
Take the keys out of the ignition.
Okay.
You're going to get out of the car, okay?
Okay.
Then I want you to, do you see like where the church is at from the parking lot? Do you see where the church is at?
Well, how can I miss it?
Okay, good. All right, so you're going to walk towards the church and you're going to find a fountain. You're going to walk down some steps.
You're making an elderly woman walk by herself. I'm out. I'm going to get her.
Go get her.
I'm going to get her.
Steve-O's gone.
Steve-O's coming to get
Steve-O's
you.
Gone.
If you see like a miscreant in a hat and glasses with hair that's a little too long, that's Steve-O.
Steve-O is going to get the package. He's going to get the package. He's going to deliver it to you, okay?
Yeah, he's also running, so he might have a heart attack right in front of you. So be prepared for that.
I'm at the stairs, okay?
She made it to the stairs.
Don't go down the stairs.
Thank you very much.
You don't have to go down the stairs, Nana Jo, because you can fall. And, you know, we don't want that.
Okay, well, I'll take my walker back. Okay.
Okay. All right, pretty soon you're going to see a guy running out.
Steve-O should be reaching you. He's got on a Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat. Don't ask about it. He won't shut up.
He's going to be holding Caleb's backpack. He'll probably just throw it at you and then take off running the opposite direction. But don't panic, okay?
Hi. I'm Steve-O. Hi, Steve-O. I found you. You'll pay me back.
Yes,
I'm right here. Right here. It's really cold out here. You're so funny.
Hero.
Thank you.
Hero.
This
don't,
is great.
Don't encourage him.
Right? Am I right? Okay, where's the backpack? Oh, I don't know.
Wait, what?
He didn't even take. He didn't take the backpack.
Wait, Steve-O. Steve-O.
Wait, what?
Where's the package? Where's the backpack?
What are you talking about? You told me to go get me a Joe. I ran out as soon as I could.
Man, you had one job.
Oh, my gosh.
One.
Where's the backpack? Where's the backpack?
It's at the front desk.
Gosh, idiot.
You didn't even get the... You know what? You just ran out of here. You didn't even get the details.
That's because I care for the elderly, and Nana Joe needed me.
No, give her her phone back.
Ain't nobody got time for details.
Now you got to run back and get it, and then run back to Nana Joe.
I am so winded. Okay, I'm going to give the phone back to Nana Joe. I'll run and get the backpack. I'll be right back.
Nana Joe, just get back in your car and wait for Steve-O. He'll deliver the package.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, Nana Joe.
Bye-bye. That's my mother-in-law, Nana Joe. I knew that was going to happen, too.
I did, too.
He just ran out of here as fast as he could. He didn't even know the backpack was at the front desk.
It's really dumb when stuff like this happens, but when you've worked with Steve-O as long as I have, you just come to expect it.
Well, I'm starting to realize that.
It's okay.
Steve-O delivered the package to Nana Joe and now returns to the show.
How you doing?
I did it.
Update. What happened? What
package
happened?
Package delivered.
Man.
Gosh, man. I got to lie down.
Impossible.
I am winded.
Yeah.
I am so out of shape.
Yeah.
Woo! It's cold. Guys, I did it.
I'm proud of you a little bit.
You did it.
I'm just going to lie down.
Yeah.
Just going to take a nap.
Just take a break, buddy.
But I did it. Guys, remember that time when I did it?
Yeah.
That was right now.
It was today.
I just did it.
That could have been a disaster this morning.
Yeah.
Poor Nana Joe could have been lost somewhere on Calvary campus. This is a big campus.
It's huge.
You know, she could be lost right now. Yeah. She'd probably end up in the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But thanks to me, she's okay. Steve-O. Just helping the elderly.
I think you did really good.
You did, lost bro. Citizens.
I'd like to dedicate a song to you real quick.
You need help. If you need help with the elderly. You got the touch. You know who to call.
That's right.
I've got the touch. You got the power. I do have the power.
Hey, babe, we got it done.
Mission accomplished.
You know what I don't have?
Package
oxygen.
Delivered.
Woo! Don't have oxygen.
Package delivered.
I may pass out. Guys, I gotta take a nap.
It's good.
So the mindset for Monday is... Steve and I need to start working out because, let's face it,
dude,
we're going to die really soon of a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good stuff.
See this sweat right here? I'm sweating just from this beard.
You didn't even do anything.
I didn't even
sweating.
Do anything.
It's crazy.
Sweating.
Guys, I'm done.
I was scared that package wouldn't get delivered.
It happened.
Did it. Package delivered.
Everything's cool.
Package delivered.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The road to the White House passes through Iowa.
The nominations are in for the Academy of Country Music Awards.
Brett the Hitman Hart diagnosed with prostate cancer.
The truck driver accused of crashing into a limo van carrying comedian Tracy Morgan pleads not guilty.
Wintry weather warning stretch from Upper Michigan to Southern California.
United Airlines says it will let families with young children ages 2 and under board early.
Chicago, January was the bloodiest start to a year there in the last 16 years.
E. coli outbreaks linked to Chipotle restaurants appear to be over.
Teenage girls can lower their risk of breast cancer later in life by eating more fruits and vegetables and other high-fiber foods.
The World Health Organization holds an emergency meeting in Geneva on the Zika virus.
The government says Americans put 5.5% of disposable income into savings. That's the highest rate in 3 years.
Gas is down. AAA's national average for regular 20 cents less than we were paying a month ago.
Yep, my wife went and got gas yesterday. We have an SUV, which you know how expensive that thing is to fill up. $20 to fill the thing
Whoa.
Up. $20.
Awesome.
I feel like we're back in the 90s, man. My buddy Eric, he posted a picture on Facebook. He got gas for under 90 cents the other
Whoa!
Day.
Glory days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a good time to be alive. Tell you what. 7:34.
It's so good. It's high today of 38 like... degrees. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Do it again. I talked over you, and I feel stupid. Do it again.
You don't tell us what to do. Do it again.
7:34.
High today of 38 degrees. Partly cloudy. Chance of snow.
Everything with the economy. Well, not with the economy, but I guess when it as it concerns gas prices, it's going so well right now. I've really got a growing sense of paranoia because it's like, why is everything so cheap right now? What's about to happen?
Well, it's an election year.
True. That's a good point.
Well, 338-3700. It's New Music Tuesday. We have some more new music to throw on you guys. Just a few minutes. Let's do the story. The Whiskey Tango Florida story. We'll play some new music, and we're going to spin it into a little topic, this Florida story.
I love that.
You guys know how I likes me some Florida stories.
She loves it, y'all.
Whiskey Tango Florida. If you're new to the segment, it's all about the wonderment to behold down in the great state of Florida. No, we're not picking on Florida, but thanks to the laws there, they release all criminal records and all...
They're just public. Everything.
That's good to know. If you're listening right now, I just found this information out, too. I always wondered, why is it that all this craziness happens in Florida? Well, actually, craziness happens everywhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But in Florida, they have different laws.
Everything's public record. So all of the dumbest criminal stories, all of the stupidest ideas, everything comes from Florida because it's public, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Florida and YouTube are like this. Doesn't work for radio, but what I did was I took my fingers and I put them together and crossed them to showcase the fact that they're like this. Still not working. Okay. James Robertson, 61-year-old man, he had a craving, a hankering, if you will, for some potato chips.
Potato.
And let's be honest, who doesn't get that hankering? We always go to the, you know, the, like, bulk stores, like Sam's or Costco or whatever, and buy, like, the, you know, 140 bags of chips.
That's all you need.
Like, mini kid-sized chips for the kids. It's like, this is going to last 1 week for their lunches. We eat a lot of potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
They come in many flavors, many sizes, many wonderments. But what started as a hankering for chips ended in an arrest for the 61-year-old man.
There you go, man. There you go.
He just wanted to buy some chips from the Walmarts in Gainesville, Florida. Shout out to Gainesville. Cops say that Robertson engaged in a verbal argument with Tara Haynes.
Oh, boy.
Over her refusal to sell him said bag of potato chips. She asked him to leave the store. And he did what any rational 61-year-old Floridian would do.
What's that?
He grabbed that bag of chips and threw them in her face.
Oh. What?
Here's where it gets kind of weird to me.
She pulled a taser gun out and tased him.
You would think something like that.
Taser!
Okay, stop it. We can't fall into that anymore.
Sorry, I just love that
clip. He's got that taser thing ready.
According to court and state prison records, this dude, James Robertson, 61 years old, is a convicted felon whose rap sheet is 10 miles long. Arrests include... escape, which is weird.
I hope he goes to jail.
Arrested for such terms as escape, but you can. Battery, loitering, trespass, battery on a law enforcement officer, criminal mischief. Man. This guy.
He's got a rap sheet.
Yeah. Said that. But this time, I almost feel bad for the guy because he's going to jail. Charged with misdemeanor battery for throwing potato chips in the face and upper chest area of a Walmart employee.
So did he did he just throw the bag?
He literally threw a bag of chips.
Doesn't matter. You could throw a...
It was salt and vinegar, am I right?
Nah. You could say this story was all that and a bag of chips.
One of my favorite kinds of chips.
You like salt and vinegar chips?
Yeah, dude!
You're okay. I don't hate it.
First of all, can we go back to the part where I just said salt and vinegar? Because that was brilliant.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
at all. It just went right over my head.
I said salt and a bag of chips.
Anyways.
He was seriously arrested. And so there's got to be more.
He's arrested.
I want to know more of this story. This is the entire story. And it's like, how did he get arrested for this?
She called the cops
on him. Why were they engaged in an argument? Why did she refuse to sell him the chips? Journalism 101, guys. Where's the rest of the story?
Well, he got tased. That's what happened.
No, it's Florida. That's the answer. Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green?
What if she refused to sell him the chips because he opened it and it's weird? Do you guys do that?
That is strange.
I know we got.
Wait. You mean like you're shopping and then
and you're like,
while you're
but
shopping,
I'm
you open
so
up?
I'm so hungry because let's be honest. When you go shopping for groceries, the stupidest idea on the planet is to go hungry. Last week, Chrissy said, "Hey, I need you to go to the store," and I'm like, "I am so hungry." And she said, "I know." So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you a list. All right. I'm gonna give you a list. Three things. And I'm like, Dave Ramsey, budget. This is the list. Three things. Walked out $50 later. You know why? Because in that moment, I needed the giant, like, laundry bag size bag of cereal because I'd never seen Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Get off my case! I seriously bought so much extra crap.
Don't do that.
Because I went to the grocery store. First of all, Chrissy does all the grocery shopping, so that was like... Problem number one, she sent me on a mission.
And you never want to go hungry.
As evidenced by our last segment with Nana Joe, I don't always get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So mission failure number one, sending me. Two, sending me with a list of three items when I'm starving.
No, you never go shopping.
You don't
on
go shopping
empty
hungry.
Stomach.
No, you don't. Because I got like, oh, red velvet cupcakes. Yeah, you need those. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, the new cinnamon roll Oreos? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I got, like, all sweets.
Yep.
It was so dumb. And I was going to the counter, just conviction over me going, she's going to kill me.
So did you end up eating some of the stuff before you actually paid for
it? I feel like that's what I should have done. What I should have done is when I got there, I should have immediately hit the goldfish aisle and opened up a package of goldfish because those things will fill you up.
Don't do that.
Please
eat
don't
a
be
package
that guy.
Of goldfish and then I wouldn't have gotten $30 extra groceries.
Now, my wife, she doesn't do it so much with the food, but she does it with water.
Oh no!
Before we pay for the water, she'll drink the water,
how
and
is
then
that not stealing?
It's either half, it's only half full by the time we're paying for it, or it's empty, and that's just not okay. I don't think. I think it's ridiculous.
I have friends who do that, and if I know that's like their MO, I will not go into a grocery store with them. Because it weirds me out. Yeah. You're like walking in, they're like, dude, Cool Ranch Doritos. Don't mind if I do.
You want some?
Yep. Eating? You want some Doritos? No, dude, you haven't paid for those. Yeah, but I'm going to.
I'm going to pay for them.
I'll just keep the bag, bro. So weird to me.
It's because we've all seen it happen. You go into a place, somebody opens up some chips or something, and then they decide they don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm saying, man.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Are you a grocery eater?
Did I hear cinnamon roll Oreos?
Yeah, dude.
You see what you've done. Yeah. You've just given the nation another...
I don't think I heard anything after
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
That awesome.
Everybody's going to get diabetes again.
Thanks for saying that. Right? You made my day.
I will say this. It depends on your taste buds.
No, she's already on her way to the store.
They were a solid 50-50 in the Jeter house. Anytime they come out with a new flavor, I'm like, I got to try them. I've tried them all, and these ones were like, do you like Snickerdoodles? If you're into Snickerdoodles,
that's exactly what
it was. Essentially like a Snickerdoodle, like mashed up with the Oreo goo in the middle.
All right, one more call, and then we have to get into this new music track. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
So I've worked retail a lot of years, and it is one of my pet peeves when somebody walks around eating something or opening something in the store without having purchased it.
It's
I can understand
weird.
An item that you need to, like, look over and make sure that it's all there before, you know, like, if the box has been tampered with or you need to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
But with food items, no. I really think people should be a little more respectful and pay for it before they purchase it. Because when, as an employee, you're looking at somebody doing that, you're like, well, are they going to pay for that?
Right.
Did they bring that out from, did they bring that in from outside the store?
Mm.
Are they going to make a huge mess all over my store with the food that they're snacking on? No.
In fact, you shouldn't even be eating in a store.
Yeah.
You're fired up over this.
Very, very bad manners to be eating.
Passionate about it.
You've inspired me, so I'm going to go straight home after the morning show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to grab my favorite bowl that was passed down by my grandmother, and I'm going to go to the nearest grocery store.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to get a box of cereal. No. I'm going to open it. I'm just going to... And then I'm going to go, milk aisle, please? Yeah. And then I'll go grab a gallon of milk. And then I'm just going to...
And then picks you up by both armpits and carries
exactly.
You out.
Exactly. Like, I'm going to pay for it. I'm just going to start eating bowls of cereal
in
the store.
He just wants to be held,
I just,
guys.
You know, yeah.
Thank you so much for calling. We'll get to more of your phone calls.
How is that not acceptable, but it's okay to open a bag of chips? I mean, I'm just adding one ingredient, milk. I brought my own bowl. Am I right?
338-3700 is the number.
Maybe bring a spoon.
Let's just bring the grill. We'll just like wheel it into like the meat section and just start grilling burgers.
You know how,
nah, bro, I got the package right there. I'm going to pay for it. I promise.
Some grocery places, I guess, especially during chili season around here, they grill outside a lot.
Yeah, they do.
I wonder if anybody's ever tried to just kind of sneak up their own grill when somebody wasn't looking. And they're like, hey, man, yeah, I'm helping.
Oh, man.
Toss me some of that stuff. And then the next time they weren't looking, the employee looks at them. Where'd that other guy go? Oh, man.
All right. Is it okay to eat the food before you buy it in the grocery store? 338-3700.
We do it at restaurants every single time.
Our phone number. We'll talk about it coming up.
You are introducing. Yeah, I'm sorry, Nick. Go to the song.
All right, New Music Tuesday. Let's hear some of this Urban Rescue. Tell us a little bit about it.
Urban Rescue is an up and coming band. They're actually the first band signed to Ren Collective's label.
Nice!
Let's see, what's the label called? All in the Family, or Ren Family Records. Fronted by Jordan Fry, the band is on mission to inspire the next generation of believers to see their churches, communities, and cities awakened by the gospel. We'll talk more about it after we play the song.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Go there, like us, and tell us what you think of this new music. Urban Rescue on New Music Tuesday at Star88. Not bad, I say. Not bad.
Love the guitar.
Not bad.
Loved them tones.
Tell us what you think about it. Star 88 FM on Facebook. Go there. Like us if you haven't yet. And tell us what you think of all the new music, because that's how we decide whether or not we're going to continue to play bands like Urban Rescue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is what the song is about. He says, remember when you were a kid and you looked through a kaleidoscope and every time you turned it, the colors and shapes would change. Mm. That's what worship did for me during a season where it felt like the landscape of my life was being ripped up and rearranged. It took what the world saw as broken and let me see it through the redemptive eyes of God. And that's what the song Kaleidoscope is about, looking at the messed up parts of our lives and seeing hope. There's something childlike about faith in general. It takes willingness to look through the lens in the first place and belief that things can actually be beautiful again. We need a new perspective to see the world as God sees it. Somehow in the midst of our pain and brokenness, we need eyes to see His redemptive plan. We worship a God who comes down to us, who walks with us, suffered for us, and let His heart break for us. Worship creates an arena for us to lift that lens to our weary eyes and let the brilliance of God's redemptive plan in.
Wow.
Amen.
It's a lot, but it's good.
Preach it, man.
You're done with that.
Thanks. I was just reading, but thanks.
Just saying.
7:51. Good morning.
High today of 38 degrees.
Chances
so, before the new music track, we were talking about this guy in Florida who he assaulted the cashier?
Yeah, he threw potato chips at her face and chest.
Mm-hmm. And then we got to talking about eating the food, like a bag of chips or a bowl of cereal.
Package of Oreos, why not? Just rip them open.
Before you buy it at the grocery store.
That's so weird to me.
If that's okay or not. I don't think that's okay. It drives me nuts. We have a friend named Matt Gentry. I'm going to call him out right now. He's that guy.
Okay, but can we be honest? Matt Gentry is literally that guy for every story.
That's true.
It's like you have this podunk friend, and it's like, oh, man.
You
know who does that? Matt Gentry. Oh. We could seriously put that on like 25 attributes of Matt Gentry.
Yeah, that's very
true. Sorry, Matt. Love you, bro. He's that guy.
Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call and let you guys know that I'm that mom in the grocery store that has that screaming kid.
Ah.
And I have totally opened up some snacks and fed it to her.
Oh.
Just shut up, all right?
Don't judge.
I'm not judging.
Already judged.
Whoa.
Already judged.
Oh, no. He's not actively judging. It already happened.
Oh, man.
You were prejudged.
I'm just saying I probably couldn't get shopping done. If it hadn't been, you know.
See, that's a good point, though. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I was just getting nervous. Like, people are going to think I'm stealing. I remember the first time somebody opened up a bag of chips in front of me at a grocery store. It's like, what are you doing?
The cameras are on us. They're going to totally find us.
You can't do that.
I totally pay for it. I never leave the store without paying.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
338-3700. Do you agree with eating the bag of chips or whatever, cookies before you pay them?
I mean, if you're at like a Costco or something, they always have the like people on every other aisle who are like, wiener? You know? And it's like these little like, sure, I'll eat one of these. Like, they always.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
Why not? You're eating in a store.
Yeah, I guess.
Eating in a store.
What do you think?
I think little kids get a pass. They're allowed.
Little kids get a pass.
When I'm at the store and he's getting crazy in the cart, if he wants to eat something. My kid's weird. He loves vegetables. He'll sit and just eat a bell pepper sitting in the cart like an apple. What am I going to tell him? No, don't eat that.
You know what? I will say this. There is a grocery store here in town. I can't say which one on air because we're non-commercial. But there is a grocery store that we frequent, and children get one free piece of fruit every time.
Oh, that's awesome.
So every time we go in there, we walk in. The kids pick out a piece of fruit right away, and like the rest of the grocery
trip. What does it rhyme with?
I'm familiar with that store.
Yes!
I've never heard of it.
It rhymes with Schmoll Schmooze.
What?
No, we can't say anything else.
Okay.
I didn't want to say the name.
We appreciate your candor. Yeah,
that's funny.
Thank you.
They are very cooperative.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks.
So my kids, they go in and it's like they pick out an apple or something, and then the rest of the trip, it's totally normal because they're just walking down the aisles, grubbing on a piece of fruit. I remember the first time I was like, what is happening? And Chrissy had to explain it to me. And I still get nervous, like, I don't know, man, because we got three kids and that's three pieces of fruit. Are we taking advantage of this situation?
Steve-O brought up something before the break. You mentioned we eat at restaurants and eat all the food before we pay. So what's the difference?
We totally like sit down where they prepare like a great meal for us.
But
here's the thing. Never pay until the end at a nice restaurant.
It's a lot easier to dine and dash at a restaurant than it is in a grocery store. Yeah. Let me break it down for you. This is what you do. You go in with some friends and you're like, hey, let's go in with a plan. A well thought out and hopefully
this is
finally
about to become a Whiskey Tango Florida story.
Plan. Once I was in Florida and we went to a late night diner after a show and we thought, you know what? We're in a poor band. It's a ministry.
No,
right?
Stop it. No, people are going to take you seriously.
You know what? Starmie, you should know to never take me seriously.
That's true.
You need to think about it.
Also true.
Think about it Tuesday. Don't take Teo seriously. Don't take Teo seriously Tuesday.
I like that.
I do too. So now I can say whatever I want. Anyway. Okay. You go into the... No, I'm kidding. I've never dined in Dash.
No.
Never have.
Dude, are you kidding me?
I've always been too nervous.
My wife and I, we did it on accident.
Leslie!
We did it on accident. And we actually went back the next day.
How do you accidentally not pay?
Oh, my gosh. So
please tell.
I swear.
Liar.
I swear.
Yeah.
I swear, because I'm usually the one that goes up and pays. And we were at a certain place that you actually have to leave where you're sitting and go up to the counter and pay.
You ripped off a Cracker Barrel?
No.
My gosh.
How dare you? Nope. Middle America hates you.
You know that place is owned only by the elderly.
That's true.
You just ripped off the elderly.
It's Ronald Reagan's family.
You have to be 60 plus to have a share in Cracker
Barrel.
To sit
in their rocking chairs, you horrible person.
I swear it wasn't a Cracker Barrel.
You're a liar.
Anyways, we had a great conversation. Just the two of us enjoying our dinner, and we just left. And later that night...
We laughed about it later that night.
Later that night, Leslie looks at me and goes, did we pay for dinner?
Oh my gosh.
And I said, I didn't pay for dinner. Did you pay? No way. And it was, we live in northeast side of town. We were on the west side when it happened, so we couldn't just get in the car and go and pay right then and there. But I remember our waitress. She was this hardworking mom. She had like 8 kids, and she was this awesome, awesome waitress. And we felt so horrible. So the next day we go back, and the waitress goes, "Oh, don't worry about it." What? Wait, what? No, we want you to give this to the. This is our tip.
Yeah.
And then we started thinking about it. We're like, wait a second. Wait. Maybe we shouldn't give the tip to her.
Right.
So we got a manager and gave it to the manager.
Nice.
But he even said, "Hey, don't worry about it." I was like, no.
Man, that's cool.
But
that was cool that you guys went back.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt I wanted to leave the money. I wanted to.
Yeah.
I still felt really bad about it.
Well, you should. You're a thief.
I am a thief. I'm a thief. All right.
Back to the grocery store.
We're late on the break here.
All right, fine.
More new music coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll get to your phone calls, 338-3700. Also, I want to talk about this story. This woman, she pulled over a cop.
What?
She pulled over a cop for speeding.
That's not how that works.
So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. Radio@star88.fm.
Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Another Groundhog Day? More than 130 years now? Are we really letting a small rodent be the Nostradamus of sniffing out a long winter? Would we ever stand for this any other time? Like if a local TV anchor person said, "And now for the forecast, let's go over to our meteorologist, Gary the Groundhog." No, not much credibility. And I just heard research that when they do pop their head up, they're not looking for any scientific weather information. Anyway, if all this is true, it's a shame that the most famous groundhog of all, Punxsutawney Phil, is stuck in a cage. No wonder he thinks it's a long, cold winter. Poor guy.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
What? As a feminist, I am duly offended. Estrogen level's about to get real high, bro.
I am so glad you didn't pre-screen that with Teo and I, because that was honest reaction.
8 mail for Dex. Studio at star88.fm.
I don't know who even put that in there. It was just there.
You know what? Let's blame it on DJ Bossman Dan. 8 mail for DJ Bossman Dan.
I'm the program director of this shindig.
Oh, so
I'm going to get
you
in trouble.
It's on you for allowing it.
Hold on a second. So far, I am the only one on this morning show that has not gotten in trouble yet. Okay?
That's so true.
I think I have good judgment.
What the heck?
No, he's right.
And everything that that woman said was very true. I agree with everything you said, lady. Her name is Betty. That's my mom's name.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. 338-3700. It is 8:06.
High today of 38 degrees. Partly cloudy. Chance of snow. 100% chance women hate Dex.
We haven't done traffic yet.
Oh, oh my bad.
Come on,
Dex,
wingman.
I got to be honest with you. I am terrible at reading lips. You can ask Steve-O. If somebody tries to talk to me with just their lips, I'm like, are you... I'm literally thinking in my head, are they trying to kiss me? Why are they so far away?
I was trying to tell traffic. I was like mouthing it to Teo, and he's looking at me like deer in a headlights.
I'm doing this going, no, don't talk. I don't read. I'm not good at sign language, so I don't know what that is.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Okay. Do you have traffic? Do you want to do traffic?
It's right here in front of your face.
Here's your traffic update.
Quit trying to kiss me, man.
Wow.
Closed due to an accident. Coors Boulevard South at Central. Chrissy, make it to work yet in y'all's brand new car?
I don't know.
You better give her a call.
Just trying to make you a little paranoid. There's utility work. Left lane's closed. Highway 528 north at Southern Boulevard. See, over here, there's road work. And also a broken water main west of the city. Los Volcanes at Unser. And, man, there's another water main out a little south of that. Also, there's a lot of traffic on I-25 north and Paseo. I don't know if it's just typical morning time traffic, but it's down to about 15 miles an hour. So if you need to plan around that, maybe go a different way. That's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch right here on the Calvary campus. If you want the best coffee in the world.
Slash amazing breakfast burritos.
I will say this. If you hear about Solomon's Porch, because they help us out with traffic, mm-hmm. and you go in there, say, hey, heard about you on the Morning Invasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're talking about you guys. Do that. Makes us look real good.
Makes us look real good. Just real good.
There used to be a drink named after me that people still go get.
The Steve-O?
No, it's called the Long Island Iced Tea. Yes, the Steve-O.
He was making a joke. He was not condoning that, nor do they sell that at Parchments or Sopo.
I've had drinks named after me, and they're not called the Dex.
Yeah.
Yeah, called,
they actually discontinued Steve-O's.
Sorry.
Because everybody was getting diabetes.
You're also from Clear Channel, where they had people that, you know, were creative and could do things.
No, I came up with a name.
Dexalicious?
Dexalicious.
It was one of the best ones
out there.
Sounds
like a 90s rap band or something.
It was a smoothie.
Dexalicious.
And the zombie vaccine.
The zombie vaccine.
I don't get to name stuff. We need to call Sopo and find out.
Two juices that they named after me. I wish I could say who they were.
I haven't gotten any drinks named after me, but there have been a few kids named after me.
Okay.
Not mine, just people affected by my life, and they're like, hey, I'm going to name my daughter after you. And I'm like, that's okay. So there's some little girl running around named Matthew. It's weird. Poor gal.
All right, let's do some. I know we got a lot of headlines, so let's get to some of these headlines, and then we're going to talk about this woman who pulled over a police officer.
Yes.
Thank you.
Shout out to Nicole Myers.
What's up, Nick?
What's up, man? She just spit coffee out of her mouth.
Okay. Pizza Hut is running a promo for the Super Bowl where 50 people who ordered their new stuffed garlic knots pizza will get covered and $100 worth of edible golden flakes.
They get covered in gold flakes?
Wait, what?
This is
the stupidest promotion. What?
Like they cover the person in gold flakes?
Yeah.
And whatever's on you, you get to take home?
That's weird, Dex.
I think it's a pizza covered in gold flakes.
Hey, program director.
Yeah.
Why do I have to read some of this
stuff? I don't know. Dex gives you stories. You should pre-screen them.
You should probably.
Oh, I should. Because I'm the music director.
Read it. You read it wrong.
No. It says.
Wait. The person gets covered?
No, the pizza does. The pizza gets covered in $100. Look. Okay, yeah, I skipped the one.
You know what's funny too, Tao? When I put that on there this morning, I thought the same thing.
Too?
I thought it was somebody got flakes put all over them.
Well, it's worded very trickily.
How does this not infuriate people? Because I have a really, really good friend, right? And I remember one time, she shall remain nameless. We were all going out to dinner, and they were preparing for a job, if you will, here. And it was like, hey, let's go to this fancy sushi joint, right? We're gonna splurge. And she was like, I'd really rather you just spend that on like kids who probably need that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so thinking about promotions like this, if you got a pizza with $100 worth of gold flakes on it, would you be stoked or just angry that they just wasted $100 on it? No!
I could take that gold flakes and help out people.
Hashtag Dex hates children. Hashtag studio at star88.fm for hate mail. Hashtag the children are our future. Hashtag blowing it, man. Blowing it.
Blowing it, man.
Just on that same thing you're talking about, there's an app that I recently deleted off my phone because I'm a horrible person.
He also doesn't have a phone. So
does it track the children of our future?
Well, it's an app, and it has all these different charities on there, like legit charities. And so instead of you buying a coffee one morning, you can go to the app, and you can say, oh, you know what? I'm going to give to...
How do you know that's real?
Because I know it's I know it's real. Because
you know.
I know.
So
it's
like,
real.
Hey, I was going to buy this mocha latte thingy.
Well,
but instead,
well, if you're one of those people who is always thinking about, you know, I want to help out in some way. This app gives you these really good charities out there. Like, what are some of the ones that you've mentioned before?
Like National.
Yeah,
Save the Storks.
All of them
Save
on there. The yeah, World Vision's
Food for
on
the
there.
Hungry.
I think okay. There's like hundreds of charities you can pick from.
I love your honesty and that you were like, oh, I just deleted this app.
I totally did.
I just never got coffee.
But because I'm the guy,
I
spend money on ridiculous things. So I started to kind of change the way I was looking at things. And I was like, you know what? Instead of me
just stifle that conviction,
you know, spending $5 on a stupid, you know, a thing of candy, I'm going to give this to a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a while, but then I deleted the app. It was that I didn't have enough storage.
Well, be blessed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know, and speaking of things that we're not sure what's going to happen, last week we talked about Flat Earth.
Oh, no.
And I thought we had fun. It was good. Unsolved Mysteries.
We get to talk about it on Thursday, right?
Oh, I hope so. Hopefully.
Beanix coming in for his anniversary.
So here's the thing. If you are a Star Wars fan, but you're also a flat earther, you face an interesting time in your life.
I actually have this friend.
Yeah, he does. You do. And so I'm speaking to you, our friend.
Yes, who shall remain nameless.
Because Colin Trevorrow, director of Jurassic World and Safety Not Guaranteed,
yeah,
is directing Star Wars Episode 9.
Yes.
And here's the thing. He wants to direct it and shoot some of it actually in space.
I saw this.
He's quoted as saying, film tends to remind us of our memories of our childhoods, the way we used to see films, because he's actually going to shoot on real film and not just digital. I could never shoot Star Wars on anything but film because it's a period film. It happened a long time ago. I asked the question, is it possible for us to shoot IMAX film in actual space for Star Wars? I haven't gotten an answer yet, but they've shot IMAX in space.
They have.
Unless there's no such thing as space.
That's right. We're going to talk more on that issue Thursday.
Now,
yes.
If you're a Star Wars fan.
Darn it, I hate when it does that.
It just does stops. It, man. That's it how stops. Life is. It just stops.
It just stops.
You know? At the drop of a hat, it can just all go away, Dex.
Sorry, what were you saying?
So if you're like totally flat earth, because
like
you don't think we can go to space. You don't think we've ever been to space. But you love Star Wars. You face a very, very interesting thing because you're going to have to accept the fact that you are being lied to when you go see your favorite
movie.
Yeah,
but haven't you already been lied to because it's set in space? And according to Flat Earth,
like,
there really is no space.
This is your cool uncle lying to your face and you just having to deal with it because you're like, thanks, Star Wars. I'm so glad you're back. Oh, but I don't believe that you did that. Oh, man.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Whose cool uncle lies to them? I feel like that's the uncool uncle.
No, that's the coolest part of being an uncle.
That is the
uncle. You can tell lies to your nephew or your niece. You're just like, hey, guess what? This happened. And then walk away going, not my kid.
Oh my kid.
That's
now
not
my
acceptable.
Sister's got to deal with you the fallout of what I did.
You should not do that, kids. If you're listening, no.
Unless you have two sisters.
No.
And you're playing the long game on revenge.
Here's the thing. Teo makes it sound like lying is so much fun, but no, it is not.
It's not, man.
It is not
fun. If you don't think lying's fun, you've never been to a zoo.
I need less from you.
See what I did?
See, the computer just totally called you out.
Yeah, I bet that was a computer.
Mm-hmm.
A 19-year-old guy in England says he's addicted to cereal.
I mean, yeah.
He eats a small portion. 13 bowls a day.
Whoa!
That's a lot. Is he overweight?
He puts 10 teaspoons of sugar in every bowl.
Remember those commercials from the 80s? Maybe he just took them seriously. It's like, it would take 13 bowls of grape nuts to equal the amount of fiber.
Grape nuts, man. Ugh. Talk about cereal. It's never ending.
Yeah, it's my mom's favorite was always grape nuts. Oh. And I was always so bummed because, seriously, you take 47 bites and you still have a full bite.
It's because you go in with an expectation of grapes. Grapes are sweet. Grapes are wonderful. They're purple.
Yeah.
Not grape nuts.
No, grape nuts is like straight up shavings of wood.
Because I'm a lot like, I like Raisin Bran. So when I heard about these grape nuts, I was thinking, I think I can handle this.
Wow, grape nuts, it's healthy.
I feel like Chrissy's about to call me out if she's listening because honest moment.
Oh, no.
I love Grape Nuts.
Weirdo. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Weirdo.
I'm sorry.
Dex, if you've ever needed a reason to shun.
That's what you get.
What is
was that an air horn?
It was. You get an air horn to the face.
That's the fell horn. Do it again.
You get this.
Face. Oh, man. Sorry, guys. When you grow up on stuff, it's just my favorite cereal was a cereal that they don't make anymore, and I finally found out why. When I was a kid, my dad had this cereal, CW Post. It was his jam, named after like the founder, originator, owner of Post cereal.
Yep. CW Post.
We looked it up because we were like, whatever happened to that? When I was a kid, I loved it. It was kind of like granola, and so it was like, oh look, it was super hippie, and now it's all trending to be fit and wonderful, and let's all go shop it like the hippie stores. And then we looked it up and come to find out the cereal from like the 80s was, hey, it's granola, it's good for you. And it had like 9 times the amount of sugars as any other cereal.
Yeah, that's the way all those things are.
So I was like, what? Yeah, it was like this horrible, horrible kill you, give you diabetes cereal. Mm-hmm. And Wilford Brimley was like, we cannot stand for this. And so they totally got rid of CW Post.
My favorite cereals, I still love these cereals to
this
day.
You can't say it.
Okay, fine. Shredded Wheat.
What?
Shredded Wheat. My grandpa used to always cook me Shredded Wheat.
Oh, weird.
And, you got to put some.
Cook it?
Wait, yeah, like frosted? Like the frosted kind or like the giant? Like,
the giant.
Hey, man, here's a brick of wheat.
It was like a hay bale. It was a hay bale.
That's guys, so weird and
guys,
gross.
We didn't play the song.
What song?
New Music Tuesday.
Ah, whatever.
Oh. Well, we'll play them a little clip of it. We're going to play them a little clip.
Do that. Everybody think about your favorite cereal when you were a kid. While you're listening to this brand new
20
track,
minutes later.
Citizen Way, when
Citizen
I'm with you.
Citizen Curds and Way.
Go to our Facebook and comment on it. We're going to play about 30 seconds. That's
Wingman,
all you get.
Wingman, right there. Wingman.
Oh,
we're going to do the Nashville system. You get verse chorus. We'll be back. These are the things that I
need to pray because I can't. All right, we're back with the cereal conversation.
That's all you needed to hear. It's gonna be, it's playing all day.
Citizen Way.
We do it every day.
If you guys want to tell us what you think about it, go to our Facebook page, Star 88 FM, and like us and tell us what you think about it. And if we get enough likes, then we'll add it to the playlist.
True. The good news is we do this till 6 p.m. every Tuesday.
Right. So if you miss it during the morning or we're having some conversation and I don't derail it, then you can just listen to it later.
Mm.
It's all good.
Mm. Way to have my back right there, man.
Man, I got your back.
You know what, guys? Tired of this
chicken butt,
guys.
You know what you get, Steve-O?
Huh?
Give him the fail horn. What?
The fail horn. I hate everything about that. I feel like that's gonna trend huge.
Steve-O, fail horn.
So I just mentioned my favorite cereal before we move on to the next topic.
Yeah,
Teo, what's your favorite?
Okay. Small stones of fruit.
That's why you need to come over. I'm not kidding. Giant garbage bag of like weird.
8 weeks, man. Oh, quit failing me. Remember.
You got the fail horn.
Thank you.
I have failed. Mm. I keep forgetting here on that weird diet thingy.
You know what, though? I discovered something. This whole time on this. A group at Desert Forge is doing this diet. And it's more than a diet. It's a whole life challenge. That's what it's called.
Oh, it's pretty hardcore.
But check this out. Every week you get a lifestyle challenge. The first week, it was journal every day for 10 minutes. The second week, it was turn your phone off for an hour. This week, it's reconnect with someone important to you that you haven't talked to.
Oh,
so once a day, you call somebody you hadn't talked to in a long time.
Wow.
And you just reconnect. So Saturday. What is today? Is today Tuesday?
New Music Tuesday?
I can't remember what day it was. The first day, I called my granddad. The second day, I called my papaw. I'm going to call and my mom. Called my mom the first day, then granddaddy, then papaw, and so today I'm going to call one of my sisters.
Oh, that's cool.
Probably going to pick Allison.
Nice.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know who I'm going
to. She's easier to get through a conversation with.
Nah, Kimberly's probably listening right now. Devastated.
Hi, Kimberly.
Sorry, Kimberly.
You don't talk to your sisters all that much?
No, I actually do. Just not as much as I should.
See, I don't either. I don't talk to my sister that
much. Not as much as I should. So it's cool. I'm
talking to my sister this week.
Did you?
I really did.
Did you call her?
Yeah. I promise.
I love your sister.
I really do.
I believe him.
I do too.
Your sister's awesome.
I called her because my wife needs a place to stay because she lives in Phoenix. Nice. So I hit her up for a couch.
Oh, so you called her because you needed something.
And I was like, I could go. I'm really busy. It was good to talk to you.
Anyway,
I said hi. I haven't talked to her in months.
The reason I bring all that stuff up is because I discovered something. The whole time I've been doing this challenge, I didn't think it says no dairy.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, no dairy. And then my boy Jamil was talking about how he mixes like Greek yogurt with oats
and
fruit.
I do that too.
Okay. And he was like, yeah, man, my yogurt's got like 20 grams of protein in it.
His yogurt game is tight, dog.
Which if you do like CrossFit, then you have to consume a lot of protein.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man. And then I go back and look at the list because somebody in the challenge page thing was like, oh, yeah. And then I mixed yogurt with blah, blah, blah. And I thought, wait a second, that's dairy. You can't have that. But then I go and look, and you can totally have yogurt. So Dawn got home yesterday, and she went to the store, and she bought ton of Greek yogurt. Now, I can't. It's not sweetened.
You realize this entire story was all just about how Matt can have Greek yogurt.
We're talking about cereal. This is bridging off the cereal thing.
Okay.
Follow
it's
along,
true.
Friend.
I'm following.
Listen. Get off your video game.
I'm not even the on fell my horn video
is
game.
In, is about
it's
ready
right
to go
there.
Off.
Gosh,
about ready to
it's
go
right
off.
There.
Why you guys always tag team against
no,
me?
No, not you. I'm going to fail horn him.
Oh. Nah. Let's not be hasty.
I'm pretty sure that's not going
to
happen.
So in order to replace the stones of fruit, I've had to mix in Greek yogurt and oats and fruit. Which, and I have to put stevia in it because it tastes horrible.
I don't like that stevia guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we do the time yet?
No.
8:24.
High today of 36 degrees. 38. 42. Niner.
Do you hear how he's messing that up and you're not hitting the fell horn?
It's 38 degrees. There's chance of snow. It's cloudy. It's hoodie weather, dog. Dress appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use the air horn too much because I feel like people are going to tune out.
It's new.
It's new.
It's a new thing.
I don't want to waste it.
What makes me so disappointed is that everybody was rolling with my cereal story until Steve-O totally called it out. All you can talk about is yogurt.
I didn't
everybody
say
was
all.
Cool. And then it just fell apart, and now we're having silence. Listen to that. What do you have to say for yourself, Steve-O?
You know what? I just want to say, Teo is so, he's such a good talker. Okay. He's so charming, and I want to agree with Teo so bad just because what he said.
Do.
But
well,
I'm with Steve-O on this right now. I got your back, bro.
Oh.
Because I was lost in that story. I didn't know what the heck was going on. Yeah. He was talking about cereal, but then it went to yogurt.
Yeah.
And this, you know, putting rocks in there. And
but
then
you know what's
going to
happen?
Gym.
You know what is inevitably going to happen in like 19 seconds?
What?
I'm going to get the fail horn because of his charm. Because of his southern charm.
It feels good.
You're still going to walk
I got lost
away
in
agreeing
his
with him.
I got lost in his eyes.
Everyone
appreciate
does.
That.
I'm used
and
to
listen,
it.
Here's the thing. When I'm telling a
everyone
story,
does.
You can trust that you're going to get lost in it and transported to a different place.
That's yeah. true.
Unless someone in this room.
Oh, man! I'm sorry!
Not you. That was for Teo.
Oh, what?
I was air horning him.
Honestly, no. I'm so charming, I didn't even hear that. Did you
seriously?
Press something?
No.
For him, it's called the air charm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I like it. If you want to play it some more, that's great.
Gosh. Amazing.
All right, we have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a woman who pulled over a cop for speeding. Is she a hero or a zero?
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The road to the White House passes through Iowa.
The nominations are in for the Academy of Country Music Awards.
Brett the Hitman Hart diagnosed with prostate cancer.
The truck driver accused of crashing into a limo van carrying comedian Tracy Morgan pleads not guilty.
Wintry weather warnings stretch from Upper Michigan to Southern California.
United Airlines says it will let families with young children ages 2 and under board early.
Chicago, January was the bloodiest start to a year there in the last 16 years.
E. coli outbreaks linked to Chipotle restaurants appear to be over.
Teenage girls can lower their risk of breast cancer later in life by eating more fruits and vegetables and other high-fiber foods.
The World Health Organization holds an emergency meeting in Geneva on the Zika virus.
The government says Americans put 5.5% of disposable income into savings. That's the highest rate in 3 years.
Gas is down. AAA's national average for regular 20 cents less than we were paying a month ago.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Cheap gas. Good morning. You guys can't get through the phone lines in the morning. Studio at star88.fm. Email us anytime. The number to call us is 338-3700. Want to say hello? Contribute to the show? Have something good to say? Maybe you're struggling. Just need someone to talk to? I've been there. Sometimes you just got to call somebody and talk about what's happening. Make sure you can trust that person. You know? Make sure it's somebody you can trust. Did I do the time?
No.
Okay. 8:34.
I did 8:38.
You're still derailed from my yogurt store.
Partly cloudy, chance of snow.
By the way, this right here is for the people that emailed us and told us that every time we play it, their dogs go crazy. Love you guys.
Sorry, yeah. Puppies.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You were good listeners. Thank you.
I care about your dogs. I'm sorry he's doing that.
Here's your traffic update.
I don't know what's going on at Paseo and 25 South, but it's still stacked up. I don't know if there was an accident there or if it's just typical morning traffic or what. But if you are going 25 southbound and you're turning off at Paseo, you're probably wondering what's going on. Well, maybe you should call and tell us because I don't know what's happening. Construction all around the city also closed due to an accident. Coors Boulevard South at Central. An accident involving a pedestrian. No good. That's your look at traffic.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Rhett.
Yeah, Rhett's in the fence.
Hello, Rhett.
Hey, so quick comment. You know, Mateo, he not only does he have a nice speaking voice, but, you know, he's got the soulful eyes of a cow.
Thanks, man.
So.
Soulful eyes of a cow. I appreciate that. Cow's eyes are brown.
You know, I know you haven't quite gotten to the story yet, which, you know, I'm really aching to hear, but I kind of feel like it's going to fall under the same category as those people who wind up walking up to a cop who's, you know, doing surveillance or whatever, and they've got the wrong kind of car, so they're actually violating their own guidelines, or they're doing something that's not quite constitutional, and you've got people going up and reminding them, hey, it's in the Constitution, check it out, or what you're doing is actually against state law. Say, look it up, this one here or whatever. So, okay. Anyway.
All right, we're going to talk about it right now, Reds.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
So, I'm at home yesterday, and one of my favorite things to do at around 3:30 in the afternoon is to sit down and watch Inside Edition with my son, Landon. It's our bonding time. Yeah, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Judge Judy for the win.
Love you, Deborah. That's where I get all the headlines, you know. But
I only watch real crime court dramas like Making a Murderer.
Judge Judy?
I don't watch her. She offends me.
So we're watching, and I see this story about a woman who pulls over a cop for speeding, and I'm fired up. I'm yelling at Landon. He did nothing wrong.
Poor guy. Landon.
So let me just tell you about this story. Her name's Claudia.
Here's the story.
Oh, this happened in Florida.
The lovely lady.
Let's just get the Florida music going here.
I love it.
Yeah.
Whiskey Tango, Florida.
Again.
Well, first let me ask you this question, okay, guys? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You ever seen a cop just fly past you and thought, I'd sure like to pull him over for speeding?
Well, but I mean, are his lights on? Is he responding to something that we don't know?
Doesn't matter if its lights are on or not. If I see
a
cop...
Yes, it does!
Really?
Of course it does!
Really?
If he's flying by you and his lights are on, chances are he's responding to something, in which case I'm going, you are my hero!
Even if he doesn't have his lights on,
go save the day!
I'm thinking he's getting something. somewhere fast for a reason. I'm never going to question that. He's a cop. He's a police officer.
Why are you getting mad at you? Asked the stupid question. Sorry. I'm just answering
it. The only time I get upset, not even upset, the only time it irks me is when they're driving fast and then they come up to a light and turn their lights on, go through the light, turn their lights off, and keep going.
And then just kind of cruise back to normal. Yeah. And you're like, hey.
That's kind of like, oh, hey. Man, you're taking advantage.
Yeah.
So, well, this woman actually pulled that off. Claudia of Miami was driving on Friday afternoon when a cop sped past her. So she thought it'd be a good idea to start following him.
Okay.
Finally got his attention, and he pulled over. He turned his lights on, finally, and pulled over to the side of the road. Claudia's behind the cop. So it's like she was the police officer in the situation. Cop pulls over with the lights on. This cop gets out of the car and comes walking over, and he's super nice, and she's got a window rolled down. And,
nice.
And here's what she had to say to the cop.
The reason I pulled you over today and I'm asking you to come over and have a conversation is because I saw you since Miller Drive when you were first jumping onto the Palmetto.
Okay.
And you were pushing 90 miles an hour.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And because I was going right behind you. All right. And you passed me at, you know, I was going, what, 35 miles an hour down Miller. You passed me like I was standing still.
Okay.
Then after that, you got on the ramp and we went past Bird Road. I pushed 80 to
what?
Try and catch up with you.
She
and
did.
You were still,
she
I was still, you know, eating
speeding.
Your dust. Yeah. You were leaving me behind and I was going 80 miles an hour. And I just wanted to know what's the emergency.
I don't know how fast I was going.
Handcuff her.
But I can tell you this, I'm on the way to work right now.
Taser.
I don't believe I was speeding, but like I said, you're entitled to your opinion. I just saw you now when you pulled over next to me, which is why I pulled over here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had some kind of emergency or anything. Everything fine?
No, everything's fine. Yeah, it's your speeding.
Okay, well, I apologize, and I'll be sure to slow down then.
Okay. Yeah?
Yes. Okay.
All right. You know, it's
anything
just...
else? I Let think
that...
Badge?
No, I just think that we should all set an example.
No, I agree.
You know, leaders of the community, set by example.
100%.
You know, lead by example.
Citizens arrest, copper.
It happened.
Did you just call him copper?
Copper.
Who are, what are we, like, say, yes, hey. Copper, yeah.
Copper.
By the way, I got a text from someone who shall remain anonymous saying that if they are responding to a domestic violence call, they cannot have their lights on.
See, you never know the situation.
FYI.
That's why this story fired me up so much. And I totally get it. I understand that there are cops out there that take advantage of the law. It's human nature. I mean, it's what happens. I get it. But they're in law enforcement for a reason.
Absolutely. And we can't
I'm not gonna judge that.
Yeah, we can't pigeonhole an entire it's what happens with the church, bro. Mm. You see one idiot Christian who's not acting like a Christian. You see the fruit, you see them, and they're clearly not representing Jesus well. You can't in turn go, all Christians are idiots.
Yeah.
All Christians are hypocrites, and all Christians are da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I'm judging Jesus based upon this one moron. You can't do that, but that happens too. Just like you can't say, all cops are abusing their power because this one dude was speeding like a jerk and didn't have a good reason why he was speeding, which it didn't sound like he had a good reason. He clearly was busted.
He was busted?
He was so busted.
He was busted, but at the same time, she even admitted that she was going over 80 miles an hour at one point trying to keep up with them.
Right.
How you're putting other people's lives in danger,
Amen.
Lady, by doing that. That's ridiculous.
I totally agree.
And what if the cop was responding to a call? A domestic violent call.
And that's it. You never know the situation. You really don't. I would never in a billion years do what she did. That's just crazy.
I don't get it.
Because you're right. You're now she was filming with her phone, obviously. So that's not legal. She's filming with her phone.
Well,
she's speeding.
She did have one of those devices on her windshield that she can actually.
Oh, so she's paranoid. Cool, man.
She can actually.
Like a whistleblower.
You can clip your smartphone into so it's hands free, and she filmed the whole drive. And
incriminating herself.
Yeah. If you want to weigh in, 338-3700. Curious to see what you think about it.
Yeah.
Am I overreacting? Maybe she did the right thing. And it sounds like she didn't want the cop to get in trouble. She just wanted to call the cop out.
Well, you know what? In some ways, she did do the right thing. Because You know, you can't have, it's like she said, community leaders should not be abusing their power.
Right.
And so, I, in some ways, I get it. Now, the fact, the way she did it is the problem, because she was driving dangerously, going that fast. And I guess her point was that he was driving way too fast for the speed that was the limit. So, obviously, she was too.
Mm-hmm.
So she was endangering people. And then the thing that stuck out to me, you know how when you get confronted by somebody and the quickest way to defuse that situation is to admit that you're at fault,
mm-hmm.
apologize for it, and then, you know, I guess nip it in the bud. And it's so funny to me because she totally would not shut up.
Right.
It was like she called him out and he's like, "You're right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I will change. I won't do this," you know, whatever. And then she's like, "Well, because..." You know, it's like our leaders have to be accountable for. And he's like, "Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. Is, are you safe?"
Yeah,
yeah. It's just that you kept speeding, and I caught you. So
I wasn't expecting so fast of an apology.
Yeah.
338-3700. Good morning.
Yes, are you there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was just wanting to respond to that reference, the lady following that police officer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's easy enough to just get down his plate, his government plate, his unit number, report him to his supervisors. Because, again, she did put the public in danger by speeding after him. And if he was en route to, like, a domestic or, a, let's say, a fight at a school or something, you know, she would have found out later. Or he would have known. His supervisors would have known.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to go tracking him down. The other thing about officers... when they come up to a stoplight and then they put on their lights, often it is to clear the intersection to get to the call.
Right.
It's not like they just want to not hang out at a red light. They're working eight hours a day. Yeah. They don't need to be anywhere and at any time. They can just, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of times that's what they do. They just blitz the light so they can get to the call that they're not allowed to ride, to run with lights and sirens.
I feel like you have some experience, sir. So I'm going to say thank you for your service.
You bet.
All right, buddy.
Take
solid.
Care.
Thanks, man.
He's right.
He is right. I love
that. And
that's
the thing, because what sucks about this whole situation is then police officers will get a bad rap for this, if you will. Because I mean, if you take a look at public opinion here in Albuquerque with regards to the APD, it's not super favored right now because of multiple incidences involving shootings and whatnot. And so then you get stories like this, and it just compounds a situation that's so volatile already. We need to respect the authority that God has placed above us, period, the end. And gosh, imagine the people whose lives she could have endangered by doing this stupid stunt.
Yeah, you never know.
We're talking about this woman in Miami saw a cop speeding on Friday and followed him until he pulled over. Then she lectured him about speeding and recorded it. But he was really apologetic. He was in the wrong. And the police department is investigating the situation. We're kind of saying, lady,
there was a better way to go about it.
Yeah, you were going over 80 miles an hour just to try to track this guy down, try to get this cop to pull over, putting other people's lives in danger. You don't know the situation that he was in. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
So, in some ways, I think, she did the right thing, because, I mean, you sort of do got to let them know when they're in the wrong. Because, I mean, sometimes, like, whoever's in charge of them doesn't find out. Like, that's just sort of the case nowadays, is that people can get away with stuff. And if you choose to abuse that power, you can. But, I mean, to me, I think that she did both the right and the wrong. Because... she pulled him over, and she sort of seemed like, once he apologized.
We agree, man.
That she, like, she
totally
was
agree.
Like, oh, okay. Like, she can't, I just don't feel like she has the right to lecture him.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like, he's the police officer. Mm-hmm. Just let him know what he did wrong. She just kept talking and talking.
No, it's true.
Just kept going.
Yeah, and like, I feel like just
tell us
let
about
him know what he did wrong, maybe, and then
she just kept repeating herself.
Even if even that, yeah. I mean, like, I would never pull a guy, a police over. Like,
right.
It'd be like, what am I doing?
Right.
And especially admitting to speeding way over the limit.
Right.
Like
that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the limit was on the road she was going 80 on, but...
Mm-hmm.
So, just...
You're
just
giggling.
Falling away.
You're breaking.
Got the giggles?
You're breaking.
Got the giggles?
You gotta hold it.
I
Don't break.
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
You too.
Love it.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good stuff right there. Good morning.
Good morning, my friends.
Hey! Who's
hey!
This?
You guys aren't going to have that violin bed playing underneath me, are you?
Nope.
It already
depends.
Go ahead.
Right. Don't lull us to sleep.
I'm on my phone, so I can't Google it, but there's something that cops have. It's called, like, civil discretion.
Mm.
If you go to Europe, they don't have the ability to, like, put their own personal judgment into it. You're either on trial or you're not, or you did something wrong or you didn't. Like, they don't have any discretion. We invest something in our civil servants that allows them to have that kind of discretion. Yeah, lots of cops use it. Some cops are jerks, but most of them, I'd say 98%, are really, really good at what they do, and they really care about their community. And he might have been speeding or doing something else, but we invest that kind of trust in them to always live to that standard and hold that kind of accountability. And so, yeah, it might suck if you're on the fast lane and cops coming up behind you and he makes you get out of the way, but
yeah.
You have no idea what he's doing or what he's going to.
I see what you're saying. So, like, we should, I mean, that lady probably should have taken for granted the fact that he was getting somewhere where he needed to be and he had to get there quickly.
Mm-hmm. He might have. I have no, I'm not a cop. I have cop friends. I don't know when or when they can't use their sirens.
Right.
But,
yeah,
you know,
same.
They might not always be allowed to announce themselves coming up either for, you know, just kind of situational purposes.
Totally. I get, yeah,
love
I get
it, buddy.
The same.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in and comment on this situation. Let me play a little bit of the audio again for you. If you're just tuning in, this woman pulled over a cop for speeding when she was clearly speeding, going 80 miles an hour at one point, filming the whole thing because she was sick of all these cops in the neighborhood speeding everywhere.
The reason I pulled you over today and I'm asking you to come over and have a conversation is because I saw you since Miller Drive when you were first jumping onto the Palmetto.
Okay.
And you were pushing 90 miles an hour.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And because okay. I was going right behind you and you passed me at, you know, I was going, what, 35 miles an hour down Miller.
Uh-huh.
You passed me like I was standing still.
Okay.
Then after that, you got on the ramp and we went past Bird Road. I pushed 80 to try and catch up with you. And you were still, I was still, you know.
That's when you go, ma'am, I need you to step out of the vehicle.
Oh, you were pushing 80?
Yeah, I need you to step out of the vehicle.
Did you get it on camera?
Ma'am, I need you to step out of the vehicle.
We need you to, just real quick, I need to check something out.
Man. So that's some of the audio. The police officer was very nice, apologetic.
He was kind, yeah.
And he was in the wrong.
He was also being filmed.
Hey, you know what, though? I think, Steve-O, you kind of hit it on the head earlier, but I'm going to take it from, like, a different vantage point. I think... Because the thing is, like, we talk about how this cop will just fall into the whole, like, all cops get a bad rap thing.
Yeah.
And it's spiritually, it's really easy to blame, to see one Christian acting out, doing stuff that they're not supposed to be doing, and then label all Christians. But at the same time, that is normal Christianity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what, are you,
no,
are you all of a sudden, like, are you expounding new knowledge unto the world that Christians are hypocrites and liars and doing stuff they're not supposed to be doing? Because at the same time, we have to take for granted, just like with this officer, that he is a human and he made a bad call. And so that's kind of like, you can either approach life from this, gotcha, like this lady was doing, or you can say, man, you know, That's life.
Because you could absolutely tell she had no plan of action. Her whole mentality was just to bust this cop for that gotcha moment. And when she finally had him in the gotcha moment and he was apologetic, she was like, whoa.
Taken off guard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're a bad man.
She also could have taken it to that place that I'm glad she didn't to. Like, I want your badge number. I
want
to make sure
offered it.
You
do you want
get
my name and my badge number?
Yeah, that was the thing.
She could want this police officer to get in a lot of trouble. It sounded like she didn't. So that's the only good thing I can really take away from this whole situation is that You know, she was in a way nice as well. And I feel like she really wanted to do the right thing in her heart. She really felt like calling this police officer out was the right thing to do.
Yeah. I used to work at a company called Apple. You may have heard of them. They're a minor mom and pop shop. One of the big things when I started working at the Genius Bar and was helping customers who come up and they go, my iPhone just stopped working and I don't understand. And they're like, did you douse this in beer? Because I'm pretty sure this is doused in beer. What? I have no idea what you're talking about. There was something called a term that we had to think of in our brain the entire time. You always assume positive intent.
Yeah.
We always had to assume positive intent. Maybe, just maybe, somehow, some way, they didn't realize that they were doing something wrong. You know what I mean? And yeah. I think, as Teo said, we can come from that place of gotcha, or we could assume positive intent and still push people along in the right direction, but assuming the best, assuming positive intent, because you're right, we're so negative minded that we're constantly wanting to have that gotcha moment and wanting to just assume the worst in all people, and it's pretty terrible.
Let's get to this phone call, and then we have some new music to play for you guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Oh, hey.
Hey, so just my comment is, you know, what this lady did was wrong. Big time, because you put, you know, herself and others in danger. And just to speak from my personal experience, because I was in this situation not too long ago, because I do volunteer for the fire department, so I know like what roads and stuff, like how to operate an emergency vehicle. And when you're going lights and sirens, that's called code 3. Just lights is called code 2, and normal is code 1. Well, there is a police officer, I won't mention the department, but he was flying down this one road where he was way out of his jurisdiction. Going code 2, and down here in Valencia County, there's certain roads where you, if you are responding, you have to go code 3 just for safety. You know, you can't speed code 1, you can't go, you know, code 2 is actually done with, you don't have that anymore. And so I called, you know, our dispatch and go, hey, this police officer, I noticed him, he's flying down this road going code 2, and you know, he was unsafe. And I asked, is there an emergency where he's going? He goes, well, let me see. And, you know, so we hung up, and about 10 minutes later, I got a phone call from the chief of police from that department asking me what was going on. And I told him, and he said, well, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Just let you know there was no emergency here, so he is going to get, you know, talk to you about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, you know, for those who say, well, if you call their supervisor, it's not going to work, you know. You know, I, from my experience, it doesn't work.
Sure it does.
And you didn't endanger the public,
right?
Oh, no. You know, I was like, I mean, he almost hit me. That's mostly why I called.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't see him. I was, you know, that's why on certain roads, you have to go with sirens.
Yeah.
You can't just go with lights. You know, it's not safe.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
All right, man. All right, it's New Music Tuesday. Let's play some of this track from, was it Ilya?
Mm-hmm. Latest song from Ilya. It's called Loving Lead. Check it out.
Go to our Facebook page, Star88FM. Tell us what you think about it. You finally spoke the words that I am back the line. I'll bring back the horizon. That's new music from Ilya on this New Music Tuesday on Star88. Loving Lead is the name of the track. If you liked it, maybe you didn't like it, go to our Facebook page, Star88FM, and tell us what you think about it.
Yeah.
I think it's great. It's got that Flyleaf, Lacey from Flyleaf kind of sound to it.
Yeah. You don't know the words. Speaking of, are we ever going to get to that letter? I love it. I love when we get letters.
Mm-hmm.
We get letters regularly.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, studio@star88.fm. That's our email address. You can get in touch with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to our email directly. Teo's literally staring at the computer right now.
I am, too.
If you ever want to get in touch with us, I don't care how serious or how not serious. I mean, people chime in with some very serious things, but people also chime in with some hilarious things.
Yeah, testing a webcam, and I'm staring at that joker, too.
Am I moving yet?
Sometimes I put it over to you guys, and it's just a frozen picture.
Ugh.
But this camera on me,
Teo looks good. That's
fluid,
all that matters.
High definition. What's up, Nate?
I know
you're watching.
When we come back, Quality Tam Tuesday
kicks
off. Look,
he's outside our door. Rockstar.
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 It's coming in.
All right. We're going to get to that letter when we come back.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
All right, listen up, you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Wake.
It's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
I am loving the sound of your voice.
Good morning, sunshine.
Crank up the radio.
You are here for an extra awesome and super special episode of
Groundhog Day!
When you announced that you were coming onto this radio platform, I was very apprehensive because I followed you for years on Bucket Deck. You kind of were my heroes and stuff. But I just wanted to let you know that over the past couple weeks that I've been listening to you, your message is great on the show. It's not overdone. It's not, you know, there's tolerance, there's acceptance. But had it not been for Dex coming to this show, I would have never, you know, tuned in. So I think, you know, you're changing people and you're doing it in a good way, I think, and people are listening.
I'm reliving the same day over and over. Groundhog Day today.
All ready for the big show?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And action!
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
New Music Tuesday. More new music tracks coming up for you. All day long, actually. We'll get to that track from Zach Bolin coming up in just a few. It's Quality Care of that Tuesday.
That's Tam, everyone.
Tam, everybody.
Doc Timmin, boys. Good morning.
I really didn't say that right.
It's Colin Jones.
It didn't come out of my mouth right.
What are you doing over there, Steve-O?
No big deal. The time? Quality time? Oh, is he not supposed to be speaking?
No, he can speak.
The charades?
He wants Dex to do the time so he can talk.
Here's the deal.
Tell me what's going on.
Okay.
Hey,
what did I just walk into?
You cannot
play it.
You cannot
give me this.
Do that to me, Steve-O, wingman.
He's not even speaking.
You wait patiently. You contribute to the show until I give you the time. That is the formula. You don't sit there in silence, putting pressure on me, having to derail what I'm going to be doing, what I'm saying to the people.
Silent treatment.
Therefore, dang it, that wasn't loud enough. Hold on a second. Therefore,
fail horn.
Fail horn.
I heard it all morning.
Fail horn.
By the way,
it all
guys,
morning.
It's 9:06 a.m.
I did 42.
Hey.
Oh,
hey. I did both of them.
Wow.
Why don't you fail horn that? You know what?
Formula. Not
the
there.
Fail horn gives me
the
power.
The formula is broken.
It is 9:07.
High today of 38 degrees.
See that? That was perfect.
Sounded decent.
Welcome back.
Tam, how are you?
Doing well. I was pleased to be able to walk into a room with people who share the same love as I do with grape nuts and shredded wheat.
Woo!
Thank you for that.
57 years old.
How do you feel about yogurt?
It's really good, but I believe that still is dairy. I don't agree with you.
I didn't say it wasn't.
I think you said you could still have it, but
it's okay.
It just defeats the purpose. But
that's be Greek.
But it has to be Greek.
Thanks,
with no
bro.
Flavor. But
thanks for listening.
You guys
there.
Also reminded me of a story when you guys were talking about that. You kind of brought back a little bit of some PTSD.
Good. Oh, good.
Because I almost
trivializing
died.
Trivializing a debilitating condition.
I almost died as a
did
child.
Did you chase a cop? Did you try to pull over a police officer? Did your parents try to do that?
She choked on grape nuts.
I don't remember, but I didn't choke on grape nuts, but I did choke on a Captain Crunch.
Oh no.
And, you know, those things don't dissolve very quickly.
Okay,
they don't. They're made
stop
of plastic.
It right now. If you say it cuts the roof of my mouth when
it
I eat
does.
It, I'm
wait,
going
wait,
to freak
wait,
out.
Say
it
roof
does.
Again.
It does!
Huh? Say roof. Say
rough.
It.
Rough, rough,
rough. You
yeah,
say
rough.
Rough. I say roof.
I say roof.
I say
roof. Cuts the roof of my mouth.
United.
Yeah.
He cuts the roof of his mouth.
Cuts a roof?
A roof?
Like a dog bark?
Is the house.
Like a roof roof?
Just learning a lot about each other
today. It's my Montana accent. Anyways.
Montana.
It does cut the roof of your mouth.
I love Captain Crunch. It's one of my favorites because it's a man's cereal.
No. Okay, here's how you know it's bad for you. Mm. If you leave it in the milk longer than 14 seconds, this weird film forms on the top layer of your milk.
That's a good film, too. That's a sugary
It's like this weird film that you could, like, it's like cellophane. You could take it off and, like, saran wrap goods with.
Remember Crunchberry? When they had Captain Crunch, Crunchberry, they added those in?
Yeah.
I want to give you guys just a little nugget of information that I can keep edited for sure. But I wanted to let you guys know that if, in fact, you do eat that, my husband found out the hard way that, you know, other things turn colors. Oh, you eat
my
those.
God. I've never had that happen.
Quality,
that
really?
You sure? Quality Tam Tuesday, everyone. Yeah. Battle Drums Worship.
Every Tuesday, you find a new way to just infuriate me.
No, no.
Dex, that's a man's cereal.
No, that's not possible.
I have eaten Cap'n Crunch for years.
Never seen that?
Never seen that. He must
Sounds
have
like I need to take
else.
My husband to the doctor.
Just over here seething with anger.
I just feel for Tones. That guy.
Seething.
Does he just cringe at Tuesdays going, what is she going to do now?
I have a joke.
Oh, okay.
You have a joke.
For you, Dex.
She came in with jokes.
I love jokes.
She's got jokes.
It was given to me by my nephew, so thanks, Teo, out there. And I believe he's listening right now. Maybe
Your
his
nephew's
mother.
Name is Teo?
Yeah.
Are you my aunt?
He's a karate, big-time karate guy. And
he's
so,
a karate?
So what is Bruce Lee's choice of drink, Dex?
What the?
I'm so glad you took that from her. Oh, my gosh. It feels good.
Oh, man.
It feels really good.
Go ahead, Tam. Say it.
No, I can't anymore.
No, say it.
No, what is it? What is it? I want to know.
And I'll, after the show, I'll edit this, and I'll edit him out and have you go. So just go. Say it like you would.
I have no passion behind
it. Just say it.
I was, it's so, great I was like, Kool-Aid, actually.
No.
If you Google it.
No. It was Wata.
Oh, yeah.
First fail horn for Tam. She's been here for 3 minutes.
No passion.
Already fail horned.
No passion. Zero I was going to replay it tomorrow and everything.
Zero passion.
This is
I know
riveting.
All the 9-year-old jokes.
It's over.
Because the thing is, Tam, that our 6 a.m. and 7 a.m., even 8 a.m. people, they don't know who Tam is. They've
that's
never
true.
Even heard you before.
That's true.
Never.
So,
and that's
never.
What you bring.
Give
to
me something. Give me something I can play back tomorrow. Early.
Okay,
ooh,
okay, okay.
Paul
why
in Houston.
Did...
Paul in Houston would like to chime in.
Why did mm-hmm. it? Okay.
He says that's false information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He says that Bruce Lee's actual favorite drink was karate.
Just that's solid hilarious. Jokes this morning.
Here's a good one. Why? Last joke of all time to really make it count. Why did Adele cross the road, Steve-O? Keep your mouth shut. And Teo!
Answer it, Dex. You know the answer.
To say hello?
I don't know.
To say hello
from
the other side. Hello from the other side.
She just wanted to sing it. Oh.
There it
In case
is.
You guys didn't know, Tam likes to sing.
Nope.
Yeah, man.
Never
it's
done
been
it.
A couple minutes
I guess
since she had,
that,
so.
That's a little bit better than the what-da.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Tam is here.
Karate was best.
This hour, we're gonna throw down a letter. She's gonna help us with a letter, and she's gonna help us with this school who accidentally named their weight room the White Pride Fitness Room.
Whoa!
Hold your horses. We'll talk about it after some new music from Zach Bolin. New Music Tuesday.
Yes. That's right. Singer of Citizens and Saints just put out a free EP at noisetrade.com. This is the first single. Check it out.
We're only going to play a little bit of it, so stay tuned.
Just give it time.
It's the Morning Invasion. Zach Bolin.
Gosh, I love him.
New Music Tuesday. Give It Time is the name of the track.
Had musician, singer guy for Citizens and Saints. One of
you know,
my personal favorites.
It's a slow jam.
One of my personal favorites.
And, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, it's not
I love
bad.
It, dude.
I feel like I'm driving down the streets of 29 Palms in San
But the
Diego,
thing is,
California.
It feels like a fall song.
It feels like you want to take it to the limit one more time.
No, it feels like some guy just broke up with his girlfriend, and he's driving down the streets of California, and it's sunny outside,
well,
and he has
married
his
with
top
beautiful children,
down.
So.
Tell
it's
her,
on
Steve
the car, up. Not on him. It's top down.
Right.
And then.
It's New Music Tuesday. Go to our Facebook page, Stardeat FM. Like us if you haven't, and then comment on the new music we're playing. Tell us what you think of Zach Bolin.
Take it.
Because this is the music we add to the playlist, if you guys like it. Stardeat FM, Facebook. It is 9:15.
High today of 38 degrees.
Tam is here.
Dex, your voice is so soothing.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Appreciate you calling her a man.
Shout out to Tamara for hanging out with me. This last Sunday evening for team night for Battle Drums Worship. Part of the worship leaders crew here at Calvary. Which, by the way, inviting you to church formally this Sunday, 11:15, Calvary Knob Hill. It's Tam's favorite campus. She wishes she could be there every week, but she's not hipster enough yet. Mm-hmm. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Before we move on to our letter, talk about this weight room.
Mm-hmm.
Meyer Middle School in River Falls, Wisconsin needed a new weight room. So they created a committee called Pride Fitness to raise money. They got such a massive donation from a guy named Roger T. White, they decided to name the room after him.
Oh, man.
So last week, they officially christened the Roger T. White Pride Fitness Room. Or as the head of the committee said, I'll probably just be referred to as the, quote, White Pride Fitness Room. And that's when people pointed out that white pride is a term associated with neo-Nazis and white supremacists.
Mm-hmm. You know...
Rightfully so.
Can I jump in on this one and take the side of white pride?
Not sure.
Sure, Steve-O.
Man.
Go for it, man. Studio at star88.fm.
You want to give them the phone number,
too? How come I can't be proud to be... Oh, actually, I'm only half white. My mom's Spanish. My first language was Spanish. She's Hispanic. Shout out to the Garcias.
Mm-hmm.
Martinez down. That's where my mom's family.
Cool.
My mom's side. My dad, Caucasian.
Mm.
But like, for instance, it's kind of like the whole, when you look at religions and like, you can be anything you want. You're like, oh, shout out Muslim. Shout out if you're Jewish. Shout out if you're Christian persecution. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
It's kind of like that when it comes to race.
I feel like you're going somewhere.
It is February. It is Black History Month, right? In Oregon right now at a community college, they are doing Whiteness History Month. We almost talked about it and then remembered we would probably be...
Better than that.
Yeah. Shamed for it. But it was to showcase or point out the fact that you can talk about just about anything, but if you say white pride...
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be. I can't wait to read the emails.
It was an honest mistake. Oh, man. The guy's last name was White that donated the money, okay?
I
get it.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
Seven.
Listen.
Nine.
Guys.
Emails are getting.
Yeah.
Okay. 15, this would have worked.
23.
This would have worked if it was the first go around. You can't tell me that when they thought of the idea, were they in a room of one? Was no one else listening to this conversation? And then how about when they submitted it to get their t-shirts made? Nobody said anything. Nobody made some comments.
Did they make t-shirts?
I bet they had ample time to figure out that this might not have been a very good idea.
Jury's out on the t-shirt.
Here's a better way to put it. Do you guys remember Tony Gambino?
Yeah, the greatest 80s guy ever.
Yes,
yeah.
Lead singer, former lead singer of Blessed by a Broken Heart.
He's my friend.
Solid
on Facebook.
Dude.
Greatest 80s band of all time.
Lives in Oregon, oddly enough. As we just talked about, mm-hmm. Whiteness History mm-hmm. Month.
Right.
Here's what he said.
Okay.
He said, can I say something?
...
To that I say, yes, you can. He says, I'm proud to be a man. I'm proud to be white. I'm proud to be from the USA, and I'm proud to be a Christian. That's who I am, and that's okay. It's not offensive, racist, sexist to be proud of who you are and where you're from, as long as you are not judging others by it.
Mm.
I love people regardless of gender, background, religion, geography, sexual preference, life choices, etc., etc., etc. I am a white Christian male and I am proud.
Yeah!
There you go.
Yeah, I wish that camera was on.
Studio at star88.fm if you would like to...
Thanks for holding. Okay, bye.
Yeah,
okay.
They didn't hold.
Thanks for... Maybe he answered their question on the phone.
Just to wrap up the story, so the school issued a press release a few days later saying they're scrapping that name and going with the Roger T. White Wildcat Fitness Room.
That's good.
There we go. White Wildcat.
White Wildcat.
Which is an endangered animal, so PETA's upset.
Mm-hmm.
How could you trivialize an animal? Oh, Dex.
Sounds like my stomach.
What you guys don't know is Dex is giving me a signal.
Mm. Giving you a signal, bro.
Because there's a local story.
Mm.
An Albuquerque teen... Nope, not a teen. It was a lady.
Oh.
She encountered something that she didn't necessarily want to. It was a little bit of a terrifying encounter. She came upon
so scary.
Her favorite animal.
Oh, no.
She
no,
spotted
no,
a bobcat in her backyard.
No, stop talking.
Bobcat.
Stop talking.
Bobcat.
The greatest fear in life, I'm going to be eaten by a mountain lion.
That's right. That's right.
It's real life, guys.
Really?
Long, slow death.
Yes!
Oh, man!
I live on the west Woo! Side, yo.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, I'm not fine.
I'm the one who lives by the mountain. That's where they're at.
Yeah.
Northeast Albuquerque.
There's been a bear in our neighborhood.
Oh,
there's been
on.
A mountain lion.
If anyone has any room to pit sweat, it's the people who live in Placidus.
My favorite animal is a dinosaur. A woman is warning neighbors and friends after she spotted a bobcat in her mother's Northeast Albuquerque backyard.
Is that a rhinoceros?
No, it's a bobcat.
It's a bob bull.
That is not
a lady named Becky. She was folding clothes.
You couldn't get a bobcat, so you used a rhinoceros.
No, that's a bobcat, dude. It's totally a bobcat.
It's in a cage.
I can tell.
Yeah. Oh, it's windy.
Check this out, guys. Folding clothes. Normal day. Nothing doing.
Okay.
Looks up. Bobcat. Perched on the backyard fence.
My parents actually have a pet bobcat.
No,
I swear to you, they do.
Oh, it's real.
No, yeah. this is a true story. There is a there was a bobcat. My parents owned two little long haired chihuahuas.
Yeah.
No, excuse me, short haired chihuahuas.
And they needed to feed them to something.
Well, they had one day. My dad was getting water in the kitchen, looks out the window, and sees the chihuahuas in the backyard, and there's this bobcat sitting on top of the fence, just looking at the dogs.
Oh no!
So my dad gets his pellet gun.
No.
And he's gonna chase this thing off. He didn't want to kill the bobcat, so he just wanted to scare it, and so he hit the he nicked it, and the bobcat ran away.
Goodbye.
Next day, comes back in, and the bobcat's playing with the dogs in the backyard.
No way.
Friends, it's the way
and
of the future.
Come to find out, it was this bobcat who was raised by humans.
He needed friends.
And he's never left my parents ever since.
That's a good
thing. What if he were to get a revolver?
The bobcat?
That would have been a terrible story. Oh, I'm so happy he got a pellet gun.
The bobcat was going to purchase a gun. I know gun laws aren't, you know, that strict, but do you really think they'd sell it to a bobcat?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, we're changing the Constitution. Why not?
That's good.
Nope. Sensitive subject.
So, did you say what happened to the bobcat?
Oh, yeah, it's dead. No, I'm just kidding. She snapped a picture of the bobcat.
Let's see it.
He's been letting her neighborhood know about it being in the area. State game and fish officials say a bobcat sighting near the foothills isn't that rare, but added that it's a good reminder to residents to keep small animals safe and inside at night.
You got this is what you have to worry about here in Albuquerque is coyotes, because they'll kill those small dogs. You have
meth addicts.
Meth addicts. You have roadrunners.
Rattlesnakes.
You got rattlers. And barracuda.
There you go.
Social miscreants.
Street youths.
Feel like we need to take a break, gather our thoughts.
Why do you think that?
Oh, man.
When we come back, we're going to throw down a letter. Someone needs some advice.
Okay.
Tam is here. Get to your phone calls, 338-3700. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The road to the White House passes through Iowa.
The nominations are in for the Academy of Country Music Awards.
Brett the Hitman Hart diagnosed with prostate cancer.
The truck driver accused of crashing into a limo van carrying comedian Tracy Morgan pleads not guilty.
Wintry weather warning stretch from upper Michigan to southern California.
United Airlines says it will let families with young children ages 2 and under board early.
Chicago, January was the bloodiest start to a year there in the last 16 years.
E. coli outbreaks linked to Chipotle restaurants appear to be over.
Teenage girls can lower their risk of breast cancer later in life by eating more fruits and vegetables and other high-fiber foods.
The World Health Organization holds an emergency meeting in Geneva on the Zika virus.
The government says Americans put 5.5% of disposable income into savings. That's the highest rate in 3 years.
Gas is down. AAA's national average for regular 20 cents less than we were paying a month ago.
We're running with the shadow.
All right, today is Groundhog Day.
That is awesome.
All hail groundhog supremacy.
There's reasons as to why all this Groundhog Day.
Amid much pomp and circumstance in Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil made his annual Groundhog Day weather prediction.
Yay!
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand, it'll be all right.
The furry forecaster did not see his shadow.
That's right, everybody.
Punxsutawney Phil.
He did not see his shadow, everybody.
He's a liar.
He did not see his shadow.
I don't trust
him.
That
means we got early spring.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Early spring. Oh, by the way, high today of 38. Chance of snow.
Oh, my gosh, Steve-O.
Early spring. Yeah, right.
Sam, follow my lead. It's 932.
High today of 38 degrees. Oh.
Now, go ahead.
It's 932.
No, you got to say the weather. Okay, 932.
High today. It's going to be 38 degrees.
Oh, boy.
How'd you forget so fast?
I thought it changed.
All right, sorry, Steve. I should have never shut
my bad. Yeah. I'm on it.
How come you guys
doubt
I'm on
me?
It. So much second guessing
again,
and doubting going
I didn't
on.
Say the time.
You know why, Steve-O?
Huh?
It's because you're too dang good, man.
Thanks, man.
It's New Music Tuesday. Good morning, everybody.
Hola.
Thanks for joining us. Go to our Facebook page, like us, Star 88 FM. That's where you can search right there, Star 88 FM.
Mm.
And tell us all about the new music. You like it? You hate it? Tam's here.
Yeah.
Morning.
We're going to get to a letter here in a second. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Hello, Aaron Buck Burnett.
Yes.
My old
Good
job wife.
Good morning.
My hey, old Buck. Confidant.
Yeah. That's me.
That's you, buddy. When are you coming in? You coming in this Thursday?
Let me see. Hold on.
Friday.
See, come on.
Check your calendar.
Hold on. Let me look at my calendar.
Busy.
I'll come in Friday.
Okay.
That's good.
Buck will be here Friday. Okay.
Buck, I woke up this morning to your wonderful not spam real estate email letting me know today was Groundhog Day.
Mm.
Yeah, it is Groundhog Day.
Did
the groundhog see his shadow?
He did not. Early spring,
early
but that's
spring.
A lie.
Hey, buddy, remember back in time when we fed groundhog to our listeners?
Mm. I do. That
they, didn't
good.
Know, they didn't know that they were actually eating groundhog. And then we
they
told
didn't
them.
Know. Yeah,
they were really upset.
It's like
we were actually calling it marmot.
That's right.
Marmot.
Well, that's what a groundhog is.
Mm. Yeah, it's marmot. But, you know, it just sounds better than groundhog. It doesn't sound as sweet, you know?
Yeah.
So, listen,
good times.
Couple of things.
Talk to me.
I heard you guys, I don't know what I tuned into, but I hopped in the car. I got a little bit of a late start this morning.
Mm.
But I heard somebody talking about, like, celebrating White History Month.
Yeah.
Was that your idea, Dex?
What?
No.
What?
Though he is from Montana.
No, it wasn't my idea.
It wasn't?
No. That's real funny. Again, I'm not the racist, okay? I was never the racist
Why
on our show.
Why am I labeled the racist? Proud.
It was you and Baxter who were the racist. I'm going to say
okay,
it right now.
First of all, I'm a minority, so I can't be a racist.
No, what? No, no.
I'm the only one that's allowed to say that because I really am half
you
Spanish.
You can't say that.
I am too. I'm a minority. I'm a legit
you are
minority.
Not, you are not a minority.
I swear I am.
Okay.
We don't have to get into why, but I'm telling you, I am. I mean, we can discuss this later. But really, the reason why I was calling in was I noticed you had a young lady in there with you, and I assume it was the same young lady that was on last week when I called about this time.
Young is a loose term.
And when I got off the phone, I heard her call me a villain.
Oh.
And I was just, why do I have to be a villain?
Mm.
Hello, Buckland. I assume you're speaking to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you speak into the microphone?
I said hello, Buckland.
Wow.
Hello.
You must there be speaking to me.
Yeah. I'm the only woman in the room next to Dex.
Listen here. I just felt like the short arm joke, you know, Dexy Doo's doing his best over here.
Dexy.
Trying to make it in life. And then you go and throw out the short arm comment.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
Yep. Which I do not have short arms, by the way.
They're an adequate length
Buckland,
for a 4'7" child.
Oh my gosh.
Buckland, here's the thing. Hurt people, Bucky. Hey,
Bucky is my favorite.
I like how my name keeps changing from Buckland to Bucky to Buckland.
Can we stick with Bucky because that's
the
greatest.
I am so proud of you, Tam.
It just comes to me. I can't resist it. I don't
no,
want to resist
I'm just proud of you. You're
that.
Standing up for yourself. That's weird.
Hey, I'm just asking the question. It's like, why do I have to be the villain?
Oh, no, I'm still on your side, Buck. I'm just proud of her because she's, like, standing up for herself. And it's rare to see, you know, the fairer sex do that.
Bullies bully because they're obviously afraid.
This is Teo. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been strangely quiet this segment.
You have been.
It's because, here's why. It's because I respect you. And when I hear your voice, I, like many in the Buck and Dex Army, if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Alana Mateo. Same
okay.
on Instagram.
Whatever.
I respect your voice. I know when a hero enters the room,
wow.
be it only by
wow.
voice,
no, wow.
I get it. And so, hey, wow. Keep talking, friend. Don't listen
I'm
to him.
I'm going to need you to shut your mouth and never say
that. I appreciate that,
Mateo.
Yeah, I really do.
Buckland, can I ask you a quick question?
Sorry, she's interrupting you again.
Yes, you may.
I would like to know, are you also in this fitness world?
No.
No.
Have you seen him?
Wow.
Are you running?
Wow.
Okay, all right, so perfect example right there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, why is Dex there?
Right now? Yeah. Because does the shoe only fit on this foot and not the other one? Because, I mean, clearly he's attacking me because I might be a little bit heavy.
Hey, Buck, if there's one thing I've learned in the last 40 seconds, it's that hurt people. So maybe he's firing back at you because he's realized he has short arms. You called him out on it, and it really hurt his feelings. Mm. So hurt people.
Okay.
Can you wrap this up? We got to go.
Here's the bottom line.
Give
all
it
right?
to me. Come on.
I mean, now this is just, it is what it is, all right? When Dex and I went on our extended vacation, we're just going to call it that.
Uh-huh.
Are you playing music over me, Dexter?
I'm listening to you.
Oh, man.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I heard you.
Keep talking, Bucky. I'm right here.
Extended vacation.
It's all right.
I feel like you're gentrying me right now. Are you doing
that? Oh no!
Good word.
I don't know what that means.
You know what that means.
Wow.
That is a great word.
Aaron, I promise you, you will never be gentried on this station.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So anyway, when we were on our vacation, I had stuff that I had to do.
Yes.
You know, I had something going, and I was doing stuff, and, and Dex was watching reruns of Mountain Dew playing Dex.
Oh.
Now, he might have gained a couple of pounds.
Oh. Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, let's call him healthy.
You know, maybe that's why he's...
You know... I'd like to interject. I feel like we need to quote our brother Marshall Mathers, also known as Eminem.
Okay.
When
don't
he
say
said,
Eminem's in front of Dex, he
when
gets
he
sweaty.
Said,
oh wow.
When he said
I need a pen so I can stab him in the arm.
No. Dex, that was good. That was real good.
Hey Dex, how is the CrossFit working out? Are you doing it?
Oh,
you hung up on him! You can't hang up on Bart!
I can do what I want.
That's
whoa!
Right.
Buck a mess, Bucky.
You know, it's funny that we brought up this again. You know, as Eminem does say, you've got more junk in your trunk than you do in your car. But I will tell you this. I'm actually going to be speaking on a serious note at Hope Christian School on Thursday morning on body image, oddly enough.
Wow.
La, 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 la.
True story.
That's amazing.
That's awesome, Tam.
Yeah,
I think that's really cool.
Speaking of body image.
Way to take it seriously. Tell us more.
That's it. Thought I'd ring it around.
Oh, okay.
Really want to get this letter.
Speaking of being round, body image this Thursday.
Can we get to this letter, guys?
Hey, man. As the resident suck-up on the show... I think I'm ready for the letter.
Okay.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Me.
Kurt. His name's Kurt, who wrote into the show.
Hi, Kurt.
This is what Kurt had to say. Kurt says, everyone I've ever known has at least one annoying little quirk that I have to let roll off my shoulders. My girlfriend is no different. Every single time we're in the car, she always sings along to the music on the radio. I feel you, Kurt.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. My kids sing in the car all the time.
But she does it so poorly, I want to tape her mouth shut.
Oh.
Okay, we're getting
That's called abuse.
We'll be singing some popular song together, but her voice will be way louder than mine, and she never sings the right words.
Oh.
I can't stand it.
Oh, no.
If you're going to sing loudly, at least know the words you're singing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I will always sing the right words.
You are the wind that makes me sing.
Nope.
Wrong. It reminds me of this other girl I dated who always whistled along to music.
Well, first of all, he's comparing girls. That's bad. He's being comparative with his girls.
But it was only one note. She didn't know how to whistle, but she acted like she did. What behavior of someone else's in a car annoys you to no end? Are you with me, fellas?
Yeah.
Again, my name's Kurt.
My wife is a professional singer, so
yeah,
I do
see,
not have this
I'm
problem.
I'm like, I don't have this problem. And my kids, they sing loudly in the car as well. I will say this, just this week, I did a little correcting of one of my children who shall remain nameless, but Luke was singing the wrong words to his favorite band, 21 Pilots.
Oh.
And I said, wait, what'd you just say there? And he said, it says this. And it was just off, but it made sense. I was like, man, that makes sense. But what he's actually saying is, and so we were talking about the song Stressed Out, and we were talking about the lyrics. So I corrected him, quote unquote, but it wasn't demeaning, and it wasn't like, what an idiot,
yeah,
singing the wrong words.
Yeah, here's what stresses me out, Kurt. I feel like maybe there's a little jealousy.
Mm.
A little jealousy in there. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say.
That's literally it. That adds
I feel
nothing.
Like there's a little jealousy because, I mean, you're pointing out those things about her. Wouldn't you be busy being in love with her?
No,
what
okay.
great things does she have
to She's going to look over to you and she's going to say, Kurt,
give me a break.
Will you lead me?
Okay. Literally no one's going to say that term.
Kurt.
Just like that.
Kurt, who wrote into the show asking
Kurt,
about
you'd
be your
surprised,
girlfriend.
Steve-o.
That's true.
You, I don't know. You come off as very smug. That's what I
yeah!
get from you. And better than is what I'm getting. Maybe some jealousy in there. I'm not sure. But yeah. It's probably not jealousy. She probably can't sing. And here's my thing with the whole radio thing.
Just let her go.
I can't stand it when I get in the car with my family. Oh, I can't stand
just
it.
Just like at all?
Because it always goes on the station that I really don't want to listen to. And it's always a song I've heard a billion times.
Billion.
Oh my gosh, guys. Do you realize something? Kurt actually means rudely brief.
Well, there you go.
He's being Kurt.
It's
his namesake. He can't help it.
Synonyms.
I mean, give him a break.
Terse, brusque, abrupt.
Blame his parents who named
blunt.
Him.
There you go.
He's smug and rude and hangs up on his friends when
they
call
him. I just feel like there's other
things
he could be noticing. And if it bothers you know what? The whole part of transparency, just look at her and tell her. Say, hey, honey, you're off key. Or those are the wrong words.
How would you feel if your husband said that to you, Tam?
I would love it.
You would?
He would never say that. She's a professional singer-ish.
Well, now calm down.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Before we get hasty and start throwing labels around, this is Tam we're talking about.
Don't get ahead
of
yourself.
Okay? If I could be Kurt for a moment.
All right, yes.
Not
please
so.
Do.
Not
with tones.
So.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy, but I think he'd be like, those aren't the words. Then I'd say, really? And then he would tell me the real words. It's real easy, guys. It's real simple.
I have had, you know what?
It's a little thing called. Yeah. Have a
she's
small
already
target.
At work. I was going to say let's call Dawn because this happened to us one time.
Really, you guys got into a
Who
fight?
Who was singing
over
the wrong words?
We never fight.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. We did.
Problem.
It was funny. She made fun of me. We were driving down the road and an old Alabama song came on called "Song of the South."
Oh!
Song of the South. Sweet potato pie and shut my mouth. Song of the wind.
Nope, that's the wrong words. But it was the part where it says, no, it wasn't Song of the South. It was High Cotton.
High Cotton.
Old times there are not forgotten. What's the next line? Anybody?
And you got some scotch in the
No, Montana.
Wine.
The next line is, those fertile fields are never far away. It's like, those fertile fields are never far away. Old Teo, since he was a kid... has said squirrel fields.
Yeah.
So confidently. With not missing a beat.
Yeah.
I go, those squirrel fields are never. And she said, whoa. And turned the radio
into
down.
Laughter.
Oh, you didn't turn Alabama down.
She said, wait.
Burst
wait.
Into
what
laughter.
Did you just say? Because I'm usually the one that corrects her on lyrics. I'll be like, that's not what it's saying. Because defending myself, I was a lyricist in Waverly. So
right.
If you've ever felt like they didn't really live up to the hype, I get it, man. That was me.
That was you.
But anyway, she totally took full advantage because what is a squirrel field?
I mean,
never thought about
there.
That. I was like, you know, squirrels.
It's a field where squirrels roam. Right?
I do that to Spanish songs all the time.
Come on,
needless
song
to
of
say,
the South.
Fertile fields made way more sense.
Fertile more. Fields? What is fertile fields?
Well,
not sure.
In context, high cotton would mean that you had a huge cotton crop. The field itself yielding much, so it would be called a fertile field.
Oh, well, yeah, if you take it in context.
Right, but who does
that anymore? You know.
I like the squirrel.
Thanks, man.
Just stick with squirrel.
I'm singing Squirrel Fields from now on.
So I kind of feel where this guy's coming from.
Squirrel Fields. Yeah.
But the funny thing is, if I'm ever singing in the car and Dawn's in there, I'll sing and then I'll pop up in the rearview mirror and she's back there with Johnny. I'll go, was that right?
Oh, you're scared.
And she'll say, I wasn't listening. I'll be like, oh, I'll try it again later.
338-3700. Good morning. Okay, thanks for holding. Thanks so much. You guys can just hold on the phone, by the way.
It's really not that hard.
I was the kid who had, like, my cassette player. Yes, cassettes. Had my cassette player, and I actually had, like, a notebook. And if I loved a song,
really?
I would have it on my tape, and I would play a line, and then I'd pause it, and I'd go back and I'd write down that line, because I wanted to know the words.
I think that's OCD.
Oh, thanks, man. Ish. Well, I know every single word to OPP. How can I explain it? I take it frame by frame. To have y'all jumping, shouting, saying it. Oh, it's for other. I think I can't sing the song.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm going to stop.
Good call.
But if you ever need anybody to do hip hop for karaoke and the words break down, I'll still have your back.
Nice.
Rolling down the street.
In my six.
Oh, that was a different song. Yeah, I couldn't sing
it's six
the rest.
It's right?
No, it's 6/4.
Oh, I thought it was
like 64 Impala in context.
Oh, I always said sixfold.
There you go.
It's a 64
Impala. You know,
like
sixfold, I'm sixfold.
Rolling down the street in my sixfold. 6/4.
Oh.
I get it because it's like slang, so it's like six.
So now that we've all admitted to it, how do we help this guy, Kurt, out?
I don't know if I want to help Kurt.
No, but I mean, here's the deal. If she never, this is what his email said. She never sings the right words. That would grate on me after a certain amount of time.
I feel like Kurt's exaggerating.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, never is really terms. Only a word that God could ever really use. So give me a break. Never, always.
I feel like Tam is taking the stand for girls everywhere.
Or just people.
Okay, Tam, how would you, if you were singing the words incorrectly, how would you want to be called out?
Sweet Home Alabama.
It's not fair for you because you sing worship and the words are literally everywhere. They're on the screen in front of you. They're on the TV screen next to you. They're on the screen behind you. They're on the screen in front of you. They're on the screen to the side. They're literally everywhere. So if you screw up the words, you are literally not bright.
That's right.
Let's go to our call, see what they say.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
The music thing, right?
Yeah.
Is that what the discussion is?
Am I right?
Is this Kurt?
Kurt, well, for me, it was horrible because Grandma would always say, oh, I love the way you sing. And she, like, Grandma is blind to actual, you know, tonal recognitions and
I believe the term is deaf, actually. She'd blind means that she'd probably be more sensitive to sound. Have you never seen Daredevil? Gosh, I mean, hang up on this guy.
It was that blind of love.
Give him a song.
You know?
Yeah,
he just wanted you to sing. And
I hear you.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever tell your grandmother that you didn't like the way she sang?
No, she's dead now.
Oh, my gosh!
Thank you, buddy, for calling.
Amazing!
Thanks, buddy.
I figured we'd end on a high note.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is like, out of all the discussions today, at best, we're just mid.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See?
This is the worst
fun. Fallback excuse.
You know, at best, we're just mid. Just like, how long does it take a cop, or how long does it take to become a lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel
three, 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel
and
like...
you expect a cop to do it in 6 months?
Do you feel like we're just men is a good excuse? How's your girlfriend?
Thanks, Tail.
You're welcome,
bro.
I love you, buddy. Oh,
you know Jeremiah doesn't have a girlfriend, you jerk.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I blacked out.
I'm just saying, guys.
Oh,
love you, bud.
Man, the worst.
Well, I mean, if you're falling back on I'm just a man, maybe you're not going to get a girlfriend.
It's New Music Tuesday.
Man,
we're coming to the end of the show. We gotta get to some of this new music from Urban Rescue, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show.
It's probably
okay.
Jeremiah.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'll
they can hold.
Jeremiah, I'll call
you later. Dude, I love this band. They are getting ready to go out on tour with Ren Collective. They just rocked a show with King's Kaleidoscope and Citizens and Saints. Amazing. Coming up, worship band. They're called Urban Rescue. The song is Kaleidoscope. You can vote now, facebook.com/star88fm. It's New Music Tuesday.
Right. We'll be back.
Look at you, Dex.
We're doing that this Sunday. Calvin uphill.
Hey, that's the wrong word. It's whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks,
whoa.
Dex.
Nope.
Everybody's jumping.
Urban Rescue. That is new music on Star 88. If you like it, maybe you don't like it, tell us all about it, because we're going to add it to the playlist. We're going to play it all the time if you like it.
Guys, I just got really stoked.
Why?
I'm pulling up this list of what's getting added to Netflix this month.
Okay. Oh, I love this.
Today, Groundhog Day. Real. Are you ready for this?
Let me guess. Groundhog Day.
Land Before Time 14, Journey of the Brave.
14?
14? And they're on 14 of those things?
XIV, baby, 14.
Come on.
Breaking it down.
Come on.
That's good stuff.
Really?
I just can't believe they're still alive.
Mm. I've never even seen anything past the first one.
You don't have to.
Hmm. Anything else on there that's worth mentioning? I know they just added Saul Goodman.
Yeah, they did.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul Season 1, Armageddon.
I love Armageddon.
Steve-O's favorite movie, Pokemon XY Season 1. I guess it's a TV show.
Oh, man.
Tam's favorite, Teen Witch.
Oh.
It's a memoir. Lots of good stuff.
All right.
I found something for you.
Oh, no.
My mother sent me the 10 annoying things car passengers do, and there's a part one.
Wow, you got a list?
Which means there's a part two.
No.
I mean, she just said, I haven't even watched it.
You got a list?
I haven't even watched it.
I'm the list guy!
Yeah, Steve-O's a list guy.
You're a little falling behind.
We're out of time, guys.
So what?
Get to the list.
Sorry, bro.
It's time to go.
Bro.
Speaking of, I got a list of what your favorite wing sauce says about you. We'll get to that on Wing Wednesday.
Wing Man Wednesday.
I love me some buffalo wings. I have certain favorites.
I'm sure
I found
you
a list of what your favorite sauce says about you in just 20 short hours.
Wow.
That's a tease, bro.
Wow.
Dang.
Have I ever heard one, huh?
All right, let me recap the show for everybody that listens, so you guys can hit the podcast later, because it was a good show this morning. It was really good.
Mm.
We talked about a woman who pulled over a cop for speeding. Hero or zero? Zero in my book. Mm. We did a Whiskey Tango Florida. A man threw a bag of potato chips at a cashier. Assault, brother.
So rude.
Steve-O had a solid joke. He said, "Assault and vinegar chips."
I did. We even got an email about it.
We did. They were excited.
We talked about a school accidentally naming their weight room the White Pride Fitness Room.
Not an accident.
Fail. They changed the name. It's not that anymore.
It's not.
Good.
And we just did a letter. Kurt wrote us. My girlfriend sings super loud in the car. Drives me crazy. She can never hit those notes. She can never say the right words. Kurt, some things you just have to roll with, bro.
I don't want to date Kurt.
Good, because you're married. Tones might get unhappy.
Tam, leave us with some words of wisdom.
Well, sorry, sir. I just want you guys to know that...
Did you call him sir?
Everything you do here matters.
I feel like I need to pot you up.
And, that's all I got.
What?
That's it, huh?
I ran out. I clammed up and my pit started sweating and I just got really nervous.
I'm happy with this moment then, because any moment that leaves Tam speechless is worth it to me, and I wish there were more of those moments.
You, Tam.
If you missed any of the show this morning, iTunes, go subscribe. Just type in Morning Invasion and you guys can get 3 hours of the show without the music. It's really cool.
Does it mean I'm fired?
Yep.
Well,
give me another chance.
We have a meeting. We're at 10, actually.
Sure, just give me an order for coffees and stuff.
Yep. Hit up the podcast. You can go to star88.fm. That's our website. You can get the podcast there as well. For Steve-O and Tao, I'm Dex, and tomorrow is Wing Wednesday.
Yes!
We love you guys.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye. Hey, this is Dex from the Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a morning invasion. Coming straight to your Asians?
Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the morning invasion, adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.